Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there today? Hope everybody's doing mighty fine. It's a good day today. Well, we got to appreciate these days. Been a little hot, but still, we woke up. It's a good day. Before we get started, I just want to send my, I've got a little sad news. I just want to send my condolences out to H-Town Harvey. I just like to take a moment of silent prayer for H-Town Harvey out of Houston. His mother passed away. And so when that happened, man, we know that that's the time that, you know, you can never prepare for. So, man, just for respect for Harvey, man, we'd like to take a moment of silent prayer. Our condolences go out to his family. We can do that this time. Thank you, Harvey. Keep your head up, brother. It's going to be all right. Anything we can do for you, feel free to reach out. Let me know. Harvey's a good guy in the grudge game. All right, with that said, we're going to move on. We got Ernie on here. Take tip.
Hey, Tracy. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie? How you doing?
Man, I tell you what. I'm proud to be part of the drag racing community. It's not a community. It's a family. You know, we all care about everybody in the community. And it's better than friends. I mean, it's tight, and everybody's here to support everybody else. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monday night, I was talking on the Ask Ernie Tech Talk show that one of the problems, you know, you said it was hot. You know, we've got the 100-degree weather here, and we're starting to have the same problems all over. And one of the problems that we're having is the starters are dying. You know, if you look at what causes a starter to die, you know, people say, well, they kicked back, and it broke the clutch drive in it, you know, it's backed up, and it. I've seen them break the starters off the motors, take the block with them. And what causes that? One of the first major causes of a kickback is low battery voltage. You've got to make sure your batteries are charged up, especially in this heat today. This is a tremendous load on a battery, on an electrical system. You've got to make sure the lines are tight, all your electrical connections are tight, that the battery's fully charged up, all the cells are good, you know, and check it. The second thing that causes it is when you have your ignition switch in the same line as your starter button. You see some of these G-bodies, they're out there with the key switch to turn the key. Well, when it turns the key, it's lighting the ignition right then. If you get a spark on the ignition, it's going to take a good chance of kicking the motor backwards. The third thing, and most people don't realize this, is if you take the way you get in your race car, that most of the people crank up. You get in the race car, you reach up there, you turn the fuel pump on, you turn it off, everything is good. You pat the gas a couple of times, and you know, you're ready to spin the motor over. Well, what you're not realizing is when you padded the gas, you put fuel in every cylinder. And then when the starter goes to turn over with the compression in some of these motors, it will diesel that fuel. And when it diesels the fuel, it's just the pressure of the cylinder going up, locking it and causing the fuel to ignite itself. The safest way to crank your car up, spin the starter, let it build up some oil pressure, let everything spins good, then tap your gas and then hit the starter button, hit the ignition button. The motor's already turning over. You put the fuel in there in the sequence it should be in. Spark, everything runs good. It'll save you a lot of money in starters. Because, you know, starters aren't cheap. Blocks aren't cheap. Just a simple thing is changing the way you, the sequence of cranking your car up can save you. It can cost you a race. It can cost you a grudge race. Important things to look at. You know, that's a tech tip. This is Big Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide System. Guys, if you got any problems, you need any help, need any parts, you know, give me a call. That's what I'm here for, and that's why I come over to do these shows for you. And phone number is 1-800-NITROUS, N-I-T-R-O-U-S. That's 1-800-648-7687. And remember now, Tracy, it's your fault if they don't do it. I'm going to hold you responsible. We've got our bottle heaters on sale to the 1st of September. The 1st of September. Normally $125. They're on sale for $50. Now, there ain't no place in the world you're going to get a bottle heater that cheap. But to support Tracy's show, and a lot of you have called in and ordered them, and, you know, and I appreciate that because that tells me that I'm making contact with the racers. So that's what it's about, and it shows me that working with Tracy is helping me and helping y'all. And as long as we can do that, and I'll show y'all as much of support as I can. Tracy, y'all have a good evening, and stay out of the hot weather. Heat strokes ain't no fun.
All right, and we appreciate that. Be sure to call, guys, and get them. Bottle warmers, man, they gonna come in handy, you know. Like you say, we gotta try to get away from using that torch and try to be a little more safer. And that's a good, very, very good price on them. It's a very good price. I got one myself. I've been having. I just been too lazy and ain't got it on there, but I gotta make some changes. You know, that's the way it goes.
I paid more than that $50.
So that's a deal. That's a deal he got going, y'all.
Yes, it is a deal, Tracy. That's and so you'll probably never see that price again, but you know, to support the guys at Texas and your show, we're gonna make it happen till the 1st of September. Y'all have a good evening, Tracy. Talk to you later.
All right, Ernie. Appreciate it. All right. All right, we're gonna see where it goes tonight, but I wanna clear up misinformation right quick. I got called on a show yesterday, and a fake-ass person put out fake-ass information. I'm talking about Batman. Batman came on the show telling me I was at the track. People that was there know I broke my car. Just saw you break, or you see a boat break. You don't always just think it's just a boat. And that fake-ass guy got on there and say somebody tried to give me a converter to fix it. First and foremost, you don't know what all broke. And any converter ain't going to work for anybody's car. So to put out that fake-ass information is untrue. Nobody offered me no converter. And it wasn't just a converter that would have done it. What happened to my car? I broke it. That's my business. So, fake-ass Batman, don't put out fake-ass rumor information if you don't have good information. Keep it in your mouth because you don't know what you're talking about. When it's ready, you'll know. And that fake-ass Alleycat definitely will know. So, you can quit calling me, beating on your chest, about a race. When it's ready, you know me. I call you. Now, with that said, we're going to talk about I know there's a big race going to be coming up. Got a call. Man, as you know, we go again with these races. People complaining about the races, being on top of races. You know, we talked about it many a times, yet look like it's still happening. What we're going to do about it, it's individual. It's individual. But I'm going to bring this race up because it come to my attention, and I've been knowing about it for a while. And that's the race that's going down North Star, October the 25th. The race is going down in North Star, October the 25th. The race been out there. We watch the schedules and look at them. There'll come up another race on top of it. And it seems to be a problem. My opinion, North Star try to work with people. Talk about the best hooking track in the grudge game in the state of Texas. Bar none. So all who can go out to Fort Gene, as you know, we're going to have one of the fastest cars in the Promont field in the world. You know when you got Doug Richter showing up. You know when you got Frankie Taylor showing up. When you're talking about Promont cars and talking about bad, bad, fast, fast, those two are the elite that be out there. They're going to be strutting their stuff October the 25th at North Star. All who can go out, support. Going to be some good match racing going on at North Star also. I know Texas Beach is going to get Wally and some others to be named. Hey, man, go out and support the guys that try to show you support. And let's be careful and be mindful when people go to stacking races that's close to one another on top of each other. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, some of these races, they've been around for a couple of years and people know about them. Sometimes people just ignore them. When is it going to stop? Will it ever stop? I don't know, but it's brought to my attention and time again. And I say I come on and I mention it. The stacking races on top of another race. I think it hurt the fans. I think it pulled races. I don't think in either way you had the best show you can have. I think it's cheating. It's cheating the fans. That's my take on that. Also, one of the also race coming up, September the 20th. Kenneth, I don't know if you're on here. You're going down at Little River. Kenneth Wheels, Big Sleepy. You got a race. You want to come on in? Announce your race, Big Sleepy. You can push the one button and talk about it. There's going to be races going down. I don't like to hate on nobody. There's going to be races going down in Houston at the end of the month. Attica got a race. Also, it's going to be a race at the end of the month going down in Kennedale. Also, Show Enough Racing. Not the lockdown. Going to be going down in Louisiana. No problem on Raceway. So those are some of the upcoming races right now that's going to be going down. So guys, go out and support who you're going to support and do your thing. Yeah, sure. And if we had hands up, anybody hand come up.
You've got one hand up.
Okay, is that a hand they want to talk about?
I don't think so. Flick, your mic is open.
Okay, he's not saying that, so he might not be aware that his hand is up. Okay, so Ricky, come on here. Kenna, come on here. Let me know. I thought Ricky come on and say something about his race coming up. But hey, guys, we're going to talk about this, see where it goes. Just get some ideas, get some input. Somebody got some lock-ins or something like that, feel free. We always want to encourage the lock-ins. If people got a lock-in, let the folks know where you're locking in at, who you're locking in, and what's going on. We want to keep the people informed on what's going on in this grudge game. But I just want to put this out here. I just kind of thought about something. I hear people say, talk about certain topics and stuff like that. You always hear people talking about people's cause, what stop races, because they don't sit like each other. People got all kind of cause. And this is just a question. This is just something that I'm throwing out here. Just want to get some feedback on it and see what people think. And we got people have different size camps. People have different budgets and all that. And the majority of the people in the grudge world can't have the best of both worlds. They can't have the best of both worlds, you know. But it's just a question. I just like to know how the people think. It's on the show. Hope you participate. I just like to know, in the grudge game, the budgets being the way they are, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a light car and a subpar motor? When I say subpar motor, meaning you got a light car, but you don't have the best of the best in today's time when it comes to the engine? Or would you rather have a heavy car with a big, bad motor in it? Which one is better, a light car and a subpar motor, or a heavy car and a badass motor? You see a lot of cars out here. You see a lot of cars in this grudge game when it comes from chassis cars, the back half cars, the stock suspension cars, all of it. You see a whole slew of cars around here, and you got a whole lot of engine combination. You got some guys got some light cars who can kill a small block. You got some guys might have a heavy car with a subpar motor. I mean, it's all about racing. If you had your choice, if you had your pick, and you cannot have the best of both worlds, again, and you cannot have the best of both worlds, what would you rather have? I'm just curious to see how people think and what they think about it. Subpar motor and a light car, or a heavy car and a badass motor. I just like to get some input on that and see what the girls will think. So, hey, push the one button, guys, and tell people, and tell what, why, tell what, why would you? You might be one of those guys that have a car that's a good car but don't have a motor for it, or you might be a guy that got a pretty decent motor but you ain't got the best car for it. There's a lot of combinations. Every time you look at people and you look at some of these cars, some people got some good stuff, but, you know, they lacking in some areas. Everybody don't have the top of the line, you know, the top of the line stuff, but you got what you got, and which is better if you can have it your way, but you can't have the best of both worlds. Push the one button and get your take on it, see how you think, you know. Help me out with this here.
Okay, Tracy, I think T-Mac wants to talk. I think T-Mac wants to talk about his event. T-Mac, your mic is open.
That's right. That's right. I forgot T-Mac, September 6th. I forgot. Come on, T-Mac. Come on with us.
What's going on, Trouble Dog? Grudge World?
What's happening?
How everybody doing?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. I just need a little brief minute. I'm in my son's baseball game. I trying to listen in and watch the game at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. But yeah, we got a big shebang going down September the 6th, man. We got a whole list of high profile races. You know, everybody high profile to me. But you know, we got Donye coming. We got Primetime coming. We got the Memphis Gangster coming. Bobby Cole. We got 901 Bad Boys gonna be in the house. Butler Boys gonna be in the house. Bushnell gonna be in the house. This is like a little rough draft, so I'm not reading on that. I'm trying to remember everybody. Tony Thorne gonna be in the house. Nightmare gonna be in the house from Dallas. Man, we just got a whole list of guys that's gonna be the Po' Boy Racing out of Memphis. They coming. Man, it's just gonna be a big shebang. We'll have a 28-29 and under shootout. We're gonna have a small block nitro shootout. We gotta be on 28-275. And man, we're just gonna be a whole lot of good racing, man. I think it's gonna be one of the best shows of the year. We're putting real hard for us. A lot of guys trying to engage, trying to get locked in. They're trying to get a few races out the way in between now and September the 6th. But I think it's gonna be a pretty good show, Tracy.
All right, man. I've been wanting to come down there and support you, man. I'm probably come down there and support you. I've been wanting to make it down to that track. I'm gonna come down there and check you out, man, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, we'll be glad to have you, man. We're going to show everybody some good hospitality, man. That's what we do, man. You know, we might be a little rowdy, you know, when we at the track, but for us, you know, our hearts, man, we some good people, man. All right, yeah, don't let me forget about Pretty Tony, man. Pretty Tony going to be there. Don't be surprised if that race get off again.
All right. Hey, why are you on here? And that's September the 6th at Prescott, Arkansas, fellas. That's September the 6th at Prescott, Arkansas. So, why are you on here, man? Did you hear me when I talked about that topic right there? See what people think about it, you know?
Yeah, Tracy.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? We want to hear what people got to say about that. What do you think?
Tracy, well, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I heard the way you described it, and I don't want to try to sidestep the question. Well, me personally, man, I just want the best combination, man. You know? I mean, it's hard for me to say which one of those equations you put together that I would choose the best. Me personally, I just want the best combination for what I get. You know, that I can put the power to the ground. I mean, I don't want that, you know, a great big motor and I can't get no power to the ground and can't get from A to B. You know what I mean? And then I don't want that.
Smart, man. Like, smart, man. Hey, I like that. That make a lot of sense, you know. I mean, you said that make a lot of sense, you know. Some people, you know, might not have the best car, but have a killer motor, but the car won't work. And some people, like say, you like the best combination for the vehicle. So I understand you on that, you know. Got in your truck. Looks like it's working pretty good, you know. Looks like you got a combination working pretty good for you.
Hey, man. Hey, with the help of the guys that help us, man, you know, hey, we do all right, man, for what we got, man. You know, we ain't got much, but we, you know. We ain't scared.
It's like this, man. You got what you got. You race who you race. And either way it go, it's always a good race. You know, how much money you got in the car. All you got to do is race within your means. And the two people race within their means, it always turn out to be a damn good race, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like the race with us and Pretty Tony, you know. Hey,
yeah.
We took a pass through there. We got by. Came back and did it again. He got by. So, you know, it's... You know, when it's your day to win, it's your day to win, and when it's your day to lose, you're going to lose. I don't care what you got tonight. Everything in the world will go wrong at the same time.
I tell you what, you said a mouthful when you say that, because I can tell you what. If anybody was at Denton and they seen Peanuts Kamara and I think it was Randy Thorne up there, 9 out of 10 people probably would have bet it with Peanut and Galen on that race, but it didn't go that way. So,
right.
Hey, you know, so it didn't go that way. I mean, if it ain't your day, it ain't your day. That day was somebody else's day, and that's the way that go, man.
Right.
You're right.
Because I'm going to tell you, man, we went to Hattiesburg one time, man. during the Fat Tuesday. We went to Battlefield that night before. We had just brought the truck back, man. Made two perfect hits from A to B straight down Broadway. We was ready to gamble. We ain't get no gamble that night. Came back to Hattiesburg, come straight off the train and made a beautiful hit. Later on that evening, we finally got in the grudge race, man. Blew the tire straight off the button. Ain't changed nothing. So, you know, it's just, when it's your day, it's your day, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you, man. I agree with you on that. You never know. All right. All right,
Drake,
man.
I'm going to
you
story, man. I'm gonna get back to the game, yeah. Man. I'm going to be on mute, man. I'm going to be still listening in, man. Every chance I get, I'll jump in. If anybody looking
okay.
to lock in or something, you know, just, hey, I'm listening.
You small block, right?
Convention here.
Small block nitrous. All right.
On 28.
Head, small block nitrous on 28. So, wait a minute. Let me ask you this here. I heard you throw that in there. You just saying what you got, but you're not saying the guy had to be a convention head.
I prefer that. I mean, we've been wrestling bears all year, man. I'm trying to raise somebody that's like me sometimes. Especially if I don't know who it is. If it's a ghost car or something, you know. I would prefer to be, you know, be somebody like me.
Okay. I just heard you throw that in, and I just wonder, because, you know, sometimes people throw it in, and then people say something, and they think they got a race going on, then they find out, hey, man, this dude got a... don't have a convention ahead, and then, you know, they kind of stop the race. So I'll just kind of put it out there just in case somebody might have been thinking about it, you know, just to let them know, you know, what you're saying is this is how you really want to prefer
small,
to do it. So.
I mean, small block, single carburetor, convention ahead, man, shit, 7 out of 10 times, they can get it.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right,
Dr. Trace. I'm going to go on mute.
Okay. All right. All right, man, you know, hey, I'm trying to get some input on there. You know, a lot of guys out here got a lot of cars, a lot of different kind of combinations. Hey, man, what is it? What do you prefer? Somebody push the one button and give us a thought on it. You know, T-Max had a very interesting thing there that, you know, sometimes a lot of people might want the biggest motor, and they might go out and get the biggest motor. They don't have the best car, and it don't always work. And some people go out here and they got a subpar motor and they go out and find them a pretty nice light car that works pretty good. And before you know it, they raises some hell. So I'm just kind of see what you like. Somebody help me out on here. Somebody push the one button. Don't be ashamed, man. It's just your opinion. It's just what you feel like. Or it's just what you know, everybody make different choices. Everybody get different stuff. I guarantee if you go look at 10 cars at the track that you think look like you or sit like you, you go over and take a look, there's a lot of shit that y'all going to have that's different. So, you know, hey, it's just what you think, what you believe the best for you, what you think you can get to work. You know, help us out. Push the one button. Let us know what you think. You know, hey, we can't always have the best of both worlds. That's for sure. Everybody don't have the pockets to have the best of both worlds. So we just kind of going with what's out here right now. What we got, Sharon?
Apparently everyone is shy tonight.
Everybody's sitting on their phone. Nobody want to talk. We got a full show. I got guys texting me right now. Can't get in. And we got a topic going out here and got guys that don't have input. Is it, what is it, people scared to talk? People scared to talk. Hey, what's the one button? We just kind of curious. If you get down to it, I go there and I find some that I know that definitely like to run their mouth. You know, I call them garage talkers. You know, you got a lot of people. Garage talk, you know. So
yeah, I'm in it.
I call them garage talkers,
myself,
man.
They stay on the bus.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go in the bushes. I'm gonna go in their garage. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go in their garage and pull them out there. Cause man, I done heard some guys sometimes. Sometimes you hear some of this talk, man. You know, I don't say a whole lot. Sometimes I just kind of let them do their thing. Cause that's their way of having fun. And if that's what they do to have fun, more power to it. But sometimes when you come on these shows, man, folks like to hear from you. Everybody come on here and listen. I bet if I had a very controversial topic about a whole lot of shit, well, I just want to start some shit, and I can get some shit started. But sometimes, man, we just want to kind of see what people think. But push the one button. I ain't got no hand push. I'm going to go in the bushes. I'm going to make some people talk to some of these growing folks don't hear about, don't talk. I just curious to know, on the topic, you cannot have the best of both worlds sometimes, and a lot of people know we all don't. Very few of us got deep pockets, and we can go buy anything we want. Sometimes we got to give what we can get. Sometimes we might have a good motor and a third-par car, and sometimes we have a third-par motor with a very light car. I'm just curious, which would you prefer to have? I'm going to go in the bushes, and I'm going to pull people out. 512-0463. 512-0463. Mark, what's going on with you? Don't not talk, man. Don't not talk. Be a voice in the game. Mark, what's going on with you? Come off mute. I know you're sitting there, Mark. Come on, talk to the grudge world. Don't be ashamed after a while. You know, you're going to step out there. We'll let you go. Give me your opinion on this. Help me out with this.
Until Lamont decides to talk. Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How you doing, Miss Sharon, Tracy?
Hold on. Let me correct that. And this is another fella that people are going to learn to respect. Have his car on kill. He will be at North Star October the 25th if everything work out. And that is not Jackie on the Grudge Show. That is the underdog. What's going on, underdog?
Shit, out here working on this old heat, Tracy, trying to get it ready for the next time out. I just want to stick on
that.
The topic tonight.
Tell us about it. You tell us about it.
Man, I'd rather have a light car and a weaker motor. It'd be nice to have the best of both worlds, like you said. But if you can't have that, and I had to choose, I would prefer to have the lightest car I could with a subpar motor, because really when it comes down to it, it's about power management anyways. So if you got all of that power on the start line in a heavy car, chances are by the time you take the power out of it to get it going, that smaller motor done ran out front easy, and now you got to play catch-up.
Smart, man. I like that. Smart. That's right. Hey, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I'm going to say this because it's something that happened. I'm going to say this because I've seen it happen. And I'm going to tell you this. It ain't no secret for the ones who know. It's not a grudge car, so it ain't that big a deal. But I'm going to say this because I know it to be a fact. This guy changed the way people were building cars. This guy changed the way people were building cars. And this happened, I ain't mistaken, I might be off on the year, but I believe it was around 2006 or 2007. Guys was showing
you
up.
Come up a little bit. Shit, how it hurt you?
Hey, mute your mic. Guys was showing up at a race, and this was an ADRL event.
Victoria, Texas.
It wasn't Victoria.
No, that's where the guy's from, though, right?
Let me finish. Guy was showing up at an ADRL event, and they had the best of the best. When you got Mike Castellana, you got Shannon Jenkins, and all those named guys at the racetrack in the ADRL, some of the best of the best. And them guys got the Charlie Bucks. That's when the Dean Fulton was the man, and Charlie Buck was the man, and them guys showing up with all them at the time, that's when they first started coming out with all them 5-inch motors, and them guys were running in the threes, and they had them bad Pro Mars. and you got a guy showed up with a garage built Camaro. Not a 5-inch motor. Them guys had 728, 738, 762. Them guys were showing up, and this guy show up for the old Warhouse 706, and this guy put a 399 down, and that was at HMP. And that's one time they start making you wonder. That guy changed the game in the Nitrous Pro Mod, and he first made everybody know who he was. He showed up with a regular truck, a regular 28, 30-foot trailer, a garage-built chassis, and a subpar 7-0 running against these Sonny Leonard, Fulton, Charlie Buck, Shannon Jenkins, Ricky Smith, and that whole game, the first time the ADRL ever came to Texas. And they wanted to hide it. This guy, I'm going to tell you what I saw. This guy burned a piston. He went 399, four holes, burned a piston. And I remember talking to him. He had a Mi'kmaq piston he put in that night and come back the next day and went a 399. And you had people, Shannon Jenkins and all them guys, walking over looking at that guy's car, wondering how in the hell did this guy with this subpar motor come put a 399 down on him. And that just made me think about it, man. What would you rather have? He changed the game in the pro nitrous world with that caliber of car. Matter of fact, my opinion, and I'm saying it's my opinion, he's one of the guys that actually caused the skyrocketing of these chassis builders building these titanium and light cars, and the price started going up and started going up because of that guy. If anybody think I'm lying or anybody believe what I'm saying and know it to be true, push the one button and correct me if I'm wrong, but if you know anything to it, push the one button. If this guy didn't have a 706 and run in the threes back in, it was either 07, anywhere between 06 and 08, when they first ADRL came to Texas with a garage-built car. And what would you rather have if you can't have the best of both worlds? If anybody knows that I'm telling the truth, push the one button and let the grudge world know. That's the first time I ever seen a 706 go in the threes. It was unheard of. They couldn't believe it. Who we got out there can back that up? Push one button and tell me about what you like to have.
Tommy Dow.
What's happening?
What's up? It's Bushnell, man.
What's up, Bushnell?
Okay, you talking about old Bad Doug Reese, huh, man?
I'm that Bad Doug Reese. You remember that?
Yeah, you're a bad man, man. Hey, you can't get Buddy Blow on, man.
Yeah, I can get Buddy Blow on. You want Buddy Blow?
Man, get that scary-ass man on this goddamn shit.
Oh, hold on. I think I'm going to have to text Sharon.
Tell him I'm a
Buddy
fool
Blow number.
All the way back to South Carolina and race his scary-ass again.
Hey, we want to say Bushnell did go, but let me say this. I'd like to give our guys credit. Bushnell did travel to the East Coast. He went out to Orangeburg, South Carolina, him and Big Dre. He went out there, from my understanding. I think y'all went 2-2, right?
Yeah, we did. We did all right. We got paid for
the fuck out
of
so,
but we about shot my goddamn self and fool with Buddy Blow scary ass, man. I'm trying to see, can I lock him in? Tell Buddy Blow, when you get him on, tell him I will drive. I just left from Carolina. Tell him I will drive back to South Carolina and off the trailer we go again.
Well, let me see if I get
on this weekend. Again.
Hold on, we gonna see if we can get him on here, because I like I said, I have to talk to Buddy Blow when he was talking that shit over the
cool
weekend.
Away,
you let him get away?
Cool,
hey, I'm ask this for me, because I was looking at that and let the grudge world know what happened.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened. Man, I saw that race on the internet, and man, when I first saw it, you know how it is when you first see, say, the first thing you think is, man, something ain't right, something funny about that deal. I had to call Dre, man, what the hell happened? I didn't see a win
light
come on.
The man won, man. The man beat me by maybe a half a fender down there, man. The man won. The,
uh-huh.
the wind light on the left side wasn't working.
Okay, did y'all know that before y'all took off?
No, we didn't know all that. No, we didn't.
Yeah,
not. I don't know how
that's
they determined.
That's one thing
for
I was
me,
in question about. I was wondering if y'all knew that the wind light,
if he won,
the wind light wouldn't come on.
I didn't know. I have no idea that the light wasn't working or whatever for some reason. I heard them announce and said something about the light is not working on the left side. That's the reason why his light didn't come on. But for me, glancing over that,
you didn't know. Yeah.
Huh? I didn't know.
But
no,
you
but
just,
for me,
you
glancing over that, looked like
you,
I'm still a little
you,
short
yeah.
against the man.
Yeah, you. That's what I'm saying. So you was in the car. You know if he was in front of you or not. So
He was in front of me, man. He wasn't in front of me by much, but he was in front of me. I think he pulled it out on me, man.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, I'm wondering where you went over
there. I heard him goddamn had a chest stuck out. Pro Stock Joe had told him something about what he going to do. He talking about goddamn me how he going to have me gapping at the 3:30. He going to do some shit. That motherfucker, they ain't do none of that shit. That motherfucker still trying to run down there, man.
Who was that?
He said he was going to do something to me around by the 3:30. All what he said he was going to do, he didn't do none of that.
He didn't do none of that, huh?
No, I heard him say, he didn't get me. I heard Pro Stock Joe ask him something about what he going to do to me and what he going to do to me around by the 3:30. He said something about the red weak motherfucking ass chin ain't do nothing to me.
Oh, is that right? So you want to do him again?
Goddamn me. If you get Buddy Blow on, man, I'm driving back to South Carolina. You know I ain't lying. I go back up there and I'll down on our ass. I go with him one more time again. He didn't want to do nothing else over there when they claim that they hurt the truck or some shit. But they already have it fixed by now. But I drive back to Carolina over there and get him, man.
Well, we gonna see if you
that
we
goddamn
can get
Tony
you,
Wright.
The man.
That goddamn Tony Wright. That's a lucky motherfucker, man. I like shit. Tony Wright. That's a lucky motherfucker, man. That man had two competition buys, man. That man took whatever kind of car he had and made it all the way and won that shit over there, man.
He took what now?
He took whatever kind of that little car called little radio. He took that car over there, man, and made it all the way to the finals with that motherfucking car. He was not the one supposed to win, but he won, man. It is what it is. That man won.
Hey, like I say, man, sometimes I'm just going to tell you, and I'm a believer in this because I've been sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, man.
Man, that man told
sometimes
me all that.
Sometimes it's better
man,
to be lucky than
holler,
good, yeah.
That man hooped and hollered all in the state lane by who he didn't want to run and every goddamn thing, man. That man did all that shit, man. If that man prayed for a miracle, he did.
He did, huh?
He did, man. And he know I ain't lying. He did. I could have watched his goddamn ass take off to the 60-foot when got his goddamn ass. He kept telling me, man, you got this here, man, as long as you don't do nothing stupid. I can't help that my car broke because I sure had it in mind, let him go on about his business before I let that button go and go on and duke him out. But it is what it is, Tommy Dog. I had fun. We still did good on it, even though we lost a grudge race over there. I shot myself in the foot over there on the grudge race.
Uh-huh.
But I will redeem myself again, man, and guess what? It ain't over with, man. We still going to keep on kicking on.
One thing about it, man, you was over there, you represent Texas, and you were making action, and hey, sometimes all you can do,
there,
you know.
Man. When Buddy Blow got over there, man, I'm telling like BT, I was sick of him, man, with all that talking, man. Man, that man can talk, man. Boy, if that man ain't got it, hey, man, if you see them people on YouTube, man, but when you see them people in person, man, with all
that man,
that man made my head hurt, man.
Yeah, I know. I got sidekick 832-352. Now I got your rider with you. 832-352.
That's all his ass is, goddamn rider. He ain't drove no goddamn well, man. I let that man drive for 10 minutes. I told that man to pull over, man.
Yeah. Oh, lost to that, man. Hey, man, what's up, Dre?
What's that? Hey, boy, man, I talked to him early this morning, man.
Did you?
Yeah. He
what
said
you
he wanted to do it again.
Huh?
Yeah, he want to do it again. He want to do it the same way.
Tell him to lock his ass in if he want to do it. Tell him to get on the show and lock in until we don't go back to Carolina for his goddamn ass.
Hey, call
him
on the phone, okay?
We're trying to get him on the phone. I didn't think he answered Hold on, we'll try him again. We'll try to get him
he's
on.
He's just trying to do that so he won't show to the goddamn good where he's a scary motherfucker.
You know, there
with that goddamn tram. That man was on that tram back so hard over that man. I had to think about what I was doing. I'm like,
hey,
man, is that me or him over there?
You know what? Hey, hold up, but hey, you know what? I'm saying that second pass but now made when he got the bottles and shit right in that car. That scared Buddy bloke. That scared the shit out of him because he said, "Oh man, we don't want them problems." I said, "Y'all want to do that race again?" Because Tony Bond already locked the race in again for. He said, "Oh no, we don't want them problems." And then Tony Wright told him, man, you better put that truck up because them motherfuckers done turn that gas on you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Tony Wright stayed on that one.
Hey, Tony Wright didn't even come up there with all that shit about. Tony Wright, that man must got a rabbit foot. But Tony Wright need to get him a grudge race, man. He ain't raised nobody this year. I'm going to pick with him. I'm going to tease him because he's talking about. We was talking about something about suspension wire, and he was talking about we was on the show. I forget whose show was on the other day. I think it was a day or so ago. He was talking about suspension, Tommy Dog. He was hollering about, well, I said, turn right. All I got is a motherfucking true ladder bar car, turn right. He said, well, what you do, you take that damn stick off your car, and then you go get him. You go tell him, why you spent the money on getting that stick on your car? I started telling him, turn right, that ain't no goddamn sticker, turn right. That's airbrush on my car. And he said, go take that sticker off your car and go get you a bag. Hey, I said to my goddamn self, turn right. That's the kind of car I built, man. I just kind of went through my mind. That's the kind of car I wanted, man. I didn't want no damn bag head car. Well, he took the shit out of me, man. But I had fun over there with them dudes over there, man. Them dudes is racist over there. And they some characters over there, man. We had a good time over there, man.
Oh, that's good. I got Buddy Blow. Wasn't no good, so somebody got Buddy Blow number texted to me. Hey, Brooke, now, why you on this topic, man? Do you know what the topic is?
Oh, I didn't hear it. I just got on, man.
What would you rather have, man, a subpar motor and a light car, a big bad motor and a heavy car? Okay, which one would you like?
I'd rather have that sub car, man, gonna run the number, man. Yeah, cause that ticket mean when you get in your hand. That ticket, them numbers is what it is, man. Them numbers don't come easy, Tommy.
I hear you.
I would have something like, I remember when Doug Weiss came down there with all that, man.
Came down there and changed the way they started doing the building the cars and Pro Mod. He definitely put a change to that.
Yeah, man, that man tough, man.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you know, we'll see if we can get Buddy Blow number, man. I'm trying something else. He can not get his number. See if we can get him on here, but
never mind. I just want to get a good word up there. We did over there, man. You know, that's what we did over there. We had a good time. You know, we ran good. I kind of shot myself in the foot on my grudge race, but I mean, it is what it is, man. So, you know, we were trying to make it all the way to the finals on the shootout. We were down to the last four cars. You know, I broke in the semifinals against Tony Wright, and then, you know, and he won, and then he ended up, and I told Tony Wright when I broke, I said, well, man, if you that damn lucky, man, you might well just win this whole shit. Then I'm going to shift gears with you, and I'm going to get off this farm going mute, man. And the finals, man, this show much buzz and luck that everybody had, I guess, with the little radio car. The man couldn't even fire up in the finals against Tony Wright, man. Tony Wright made another competition by and won that event over there, man.
What? The man couldn't even fire up, man.
The other man that he had to predict was going to beat him too, had him covered up pretty much. The car didn't even fire up in the lane for Tony Wright. Tony Wright got up there and made a single solo pass for the money.
Hey, we'd rather be lucky than good any day. You know what
I'm
saying about that?
I've
been
Tony Bond for the same shit.
I'm telling you, man, you know, you'd rather be lucky than good, because one thing about it, you never know
some
that luck don't come.
Some of the ones, and another thing I heard him saying is so true, some of the ones that you think you got you covered up, them be the worst ones. The ones that you don't think you got to cover up, them be the easy ones. I'm gone on mute, man.
Yeah. All right. We're going to try to get Buddy Blow on, but you got another hand up. Somebody want to comment on that share, and we got another hand up. Somebody pushing one button and tell me what you think about it. What do you think about it and tell why, you know?
Tree Man, your mic is open.
What up, Tree? I'm off mute. Tree Man, you on mute?
Hey,
yeah, I hear you.
What'd you say?
Who is this? It ain't Tree, is it? Mark, we called you 5 minutes ago. Where you been, man? You must be on the other line.
There you go. I'm taking care of the business on this end. What you were saying?
All right. What would you rather have? A subpar motor and a light car? I have a heavy car and a badass motor. Tell me, what would you rather have?
Yeah, I'm like Bush. Yeah, I want the car that's going to run the number. Consistent.
So what kind of motor you rather have? Which one you rather have? What car?
Shit, I want the best one that works the best. If the car, the heavy car works better than the light car and small motor, I want them to be the heavier car. But if the lighter car and smaller motor work better, I want the lighter car. I want whoever works the best.
All right.
But which one's
going to
work the best?
I'm telling you, if you can't have the best of both worlds, this is what I'm saying. If you know, everybody can't have the best of both worlds.
Well,
in the grudge game,
wait,
hold on. Let me finish saying it. Maybe you can understand it. Then you can give me an answer. In the grudge game, with the grudge races, a lot of folks don't have the budget. But if you can have the car, if you can have a light car and a subpar motor, or you can have a badass motor for a heavy car, which one would you want then?
But at the end of the day, which one, how light and how heavy? And then what size is the sub motor? A 4.68? Or is it a, you know, what size
motor? I'm just trying to see which one would you take. And I just gave a prime example of somebody that had a subpar motor. But
what's a subpar motor?
Well, he had a 7.06 with a home-built car running against guys that had Sonny Leonard, Gene Fullerton, Charlie Buck.
You talking about Doug Register?
That's right. He had a subpar motor
he was holding records for a minute.
Okay, he had a subpar motor, though.
Yeah.
You're running against
but
guy
his car,
that
but
had,
his car didn't weigh but 2,200 pounds.
That's good.
So yeah, we would have took Doug.
That's
yeah,
the
anybody
would have
took Doug
there.
At that time. Yeah, anybody would have took
that.
Doug at that time.
Well, that's what I'm throwing out there right now. If it was you right now, what would you rather have? That's what the question is. Right now in the grudge game, if you had your choice and you couldn't have the best of both worlds,
right,
what would you rather have?
The
huh?
lighter car and the sub motor.
I like that too.
See, you see, Doug got me kicking ass when he was rolling.
Exactly. He the first guy I seen to go on a 7.06 with a 7.06. He the first car I seen with a 7.06 going to threes. He's the first car that I seen. If it was another car done it before him with a 7.06, I don't know who he was at that time. So, because I remember when he did it, I was standing at the track watching Doug. And he was working on that car. And I'm standing up there, and I seen him. I was looking at them other Pomar guys coming over there paying attention. And I promise you, they start on the day that their car was so illegal. What's that?
Yeah. No, I was talking to somebody else.
Hey. That it was so illegal.
Hey. Yeah.
What's that?
But he was legal.
You better make sure you're up on Doug when you're talking to him, too, because he ain't real loud. He quiet. You got to get close up to him and hear what he's talking about, man, because he ain't going to do all that.
Yeah. I mean,
He's going to be out there mess with his ride. That's what Doug's going to be doing.
When I first saw that car didn't have a radiator in it. That car didn't have nothing but an oil pressure gauge and a water temperature gauge in it. You know, that guy was getting his bottles warmed up with two DeWalt batteries. He had a DeWalt. Yeah, I'm just telling you, man, that guy had some tricked out stuff back there in them days, man. And you know, you wonder how in the hell he was doing what he was doing. But, hey, he had a subpar motor and a light car run against him. Big name, Jerry Haas cars, Tim McAmis cars, you know. with them Charlie Buck, Gene Fulton, 5-inch motors, man. I mean, just one of them things. And I just wanted to tell you, you've got a lot of people with these certain kind of combinations, and it's just the topic. What would you rather have today? What would you rather have if you couldn't have the best of both worlds? See what people think. Hey, go to the line, Sherry. See who else got something to say.
Hey, Trace.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Tree Man, man. I had a call coming in. I couldn't push one button. Well, I couldn't got open the mic because I had a call coming in. It blocked my whole face on my phone. I was trying to holler at old Bushnell.
Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead, will you, man?
You say you ready to go right back down there?
Man, I would go right back to Carolina, man. I just left that motherfucker, man. You know I ain't lying. I go right back over there this weekend.
You don't give a shit about the maintenance.
It don't matter. We can go back-to-back weekend. We can go this weekend, next weekend. Every time they over there, we can get on over there if that's what they doing over there.
Man, you a tough man, man. That ride tough, man.
Well, I don't know. That truck of mine, all that motherfucker do, all I do is put $75 worth of gas in each time and ride them almost 300 miles. I don't like stopping until I ride that gas out of them. Once I ride that gas out about two good times, I'm somewhere at the entry, man.
Yeah,
once I ride that truck by two times, by two and a half times, I know I'm real good somewhere then.
Well, I say old Bush tough boy won't run that damn back to back.
Yeah.
Rock keep on texting on my Facebook trying to draw on you, man, with that damn Mustang.
Who, Rock?
Yeah, Rock got a little great.
Long as Rock goddamn me like he was in San Antonio, we going to race Rock when we see him, man. It don't matter. We going to race some cats when we
see him,
man.
That's because he's trying to run you with.
I know what he's looking like. Well, that Rock, he ain't got to keep on goddamn texting us. We were right. If we drive a motherfucker 15 hours and run a motherfucker off the trailer, straight off the trailer, that ought to let the whole world run know we were right. We didn't know nothing about no track or nothing, Tommy Dawg.
Scott Rock, Trace.
So, you want Rock? Rock one? Okay, we got Rock.
Let's get Rock
on here.
They all want us Atomic Dog. That's what I like. I've been having action all my life.
Let's get Rock on here. Let's get Rock on here and see what Rock going to do. Because one thing try to push me you'll move around, but try to get him to come over here. Last time he came over here, he still He's still a little guy that catches his punk out, man. I ain't gonna let him forget that. I'm gonna keep that on the shit. They think they come to Texas and mess over people. When you get on them, remind them, hey, man, he's Texas. You still owe that guy punk out money. Hey, but Tree Man, what do you think about that? On that topic, Tree Man, what we get Rock on here? She gonna try to get Rock on here.
I'm gonna go with the lad 3 ounces, man. I'd rather have a light car, man. Give me a light car with a decent motor, you know what I'm saying? I'm good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give me a light car with a decent motor, because, shit, I get them on real big old ass motor. You got to turn them sucker down and get out of the track any damn way, so.
She's me.
You know.
Yep, you're right. I mean, things like the consensus of the people who getting on there giving their input, you know. Some people are like, man, I want a badass motor. I want this badass motor. Hey, man, we all want that badass motor. But me personally say, man, goddamn, right now, man, give me a light-ass goddamn car. You be surprised. You get that
badass 5.3 motor shit, you ain't going to be able to afford to goddamn overhaul that motherfucker motor this time to go in, man. You'll be like, I just bought this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit me.
I hear you, man. So. Anybody that want to come in and chime in on that while we try to get Rock on here? Since Rock is calling these Texas boys, he got them over there trying to put something down on them. We're going to get him on here and see what Rock got to say. Anybody else got something they want to comment on that? I got a race they want to go out there and want to lock in or anything like that. Feel free to push the one button. I mean, I see some of these guys on here. I want to pull somebody out of the bushes. Let me. While we try to get Rock on here, let me go on here and get this guy. I ain't heard this guy talk on this show in a while, but I know this guy, he pretty vocal. He be around the grudge game, and he ain't shy about letting stuff fly out of his mouth. So he come on these shows, he don't really talk too much. But we gonna pull some folks out of the garage tonight, or what I'm pulling out of the garage tonight and make them talk. 972-0661. What's going on with you, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's going on? What's up, Billy?
Nothing, man. Hey, dude, check this out, man. I heard your boy calling you out on Batman show the other day, man.
Man, that man know your car broke, man. He called everybody out there calling.
Oh, what's up, Ben?
Yeah, I know. I heard him ask about Ray Day. I heard her ask about you. That's why I tell them dudes that pump faking, man. I call that pump faking and beating on their goddamn chest, man. They ain't going to try to say, man, I don't know your car broke. Look here, bro. If my car fan, that's the way it is. That's what you call a fake ass racer right there. You know, when your goddamn car ain't broken, you're trying to get to the goddamn water box, they won't go to the water box with you. Goddamn me. But then no sooner they feel like your goddamn ass is broke, or they want to holler. Well, when you get ready, and when I was ready, you wasn't saying shit. So that's that old pump faking, man. That's pump faking, man.
He was ready at the same time you were ready. He bitched like a little hoe. But I want you to know, Ray Day don't own the damn car. I own the car. When I go all person, she don't have to call Ray Day. I will come sit in his front of his motherfucking house just like Ali did his son in law and wait on his punk ass. I'm going to cut that motherfucker. I can't stand that ugly ass nigga.
Watch that N word, man. Watch that N word. Man, watch the N word. Hey, Benny, sound like you heard that last night. Sound like it pissed you off, Benny.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he called the radio. I said, you know what? I ain't gonna sit down, so I know all first. But you know what? I'm gonna call Tommy Dog Show tomorrow, and I'm gonna defend Tommy Dog and the clown. He know fucking where y'all car broke, and then call the red. Fuck red in. All me and the nigga wait. But call me. Nigga, I'm gonna come find you soon as you offer.
Benny. Watch the N word, Benny.
I'm sorry, man. That dude got the hot, dude. That dude got the hot, man.
Well, Billy, when you get off pressure, you ain't gonna forget when you get off pressure. See, you ain't gonna forget.
I'm a long time listener, and I just listen to the show for the first time. But I'm gonna cut that dude, man. I'm gonna cut his head off. He gonna call the train. Is Billy Ray out there? Yeah, well, I ain't coming out there. I'm gonna make him say that to me. Is Billy Ray out there? Yeah, well, I ain't coming out there. Hear where he at? I'm gonna find him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, buddy.
And that's all I
want to
say.
All right, Billy. That's Billy, y'all. For one of them, oh, Billy. Billy and Ray there, they got a car. They'll be out. They just, like you say, try and get all pressure. But you will be getting to know that team, Billy and Ray, they in group. So they gonna be on the scene shortly. All right. I don't see Rock, so I guess we didn't get Rock on here yet.
Yeah, he gonna get us over that. We ain't worried about no goddamn Rock. But they'll tell Rock, goddamn it, we'll go to Carolina every goddamn week. Rock, we go to California where his goddamn ass at if he don't watch it. Yeah, we go that way. Yeah. Motherfucker Silver wanna go north, east, south, and west.
Hey, what's so funny about the whole shit though? He wait till I got back. We got back to the high. Then he called me. Man, I run that gold car with this great Mustang. Anytime y'all want to come back down here.
Hey, y'all don't recognize what that is. That's his talk, man. I mean, say, man, a lot of these niggas. Let me watch this. A lot of these dudes, man. They ain't just jumping out there. Come on, man. Then you just got to sit back and watch some of these characters, man, for real.
Yeah, y'all started this shit, hey, man. I said, y'all don't keep leaving me goddamn going to the East Coast, man. Y'all don't keep leaving
Tree,
me, man.
Check this out, though, Tree, man. He wait till we left Carolina to start saying that shit.
Hold on. Wouldn't that man tell you something about how he wants us to get back over there before all that? He ain't talking about nothing about no racing.
Man,
when
that's
we was
that's
over there. Then when he talked to you, Dre, on the phone?
Whole lot of
he called me about
okay.
like three times to tell
all
him
right,
how to
then
get
when
there.
We was over there. He didn't tell you nothing about how he won't engage with us, did he?
Rock again, because Rock going to sing a different story, and I know Rock is vocal. Try to get Rock again if we can. So Rock is vocal.
Man,
he going to come on here.
He
might. Well, Rock ain't on. He ain't really one just to sit back and listen without pushing the one button, because Rock likes to talk, because he think he can talk his way out of everything.
Ain't nobody killing nobody damn bounty hunter, man.
He gonna make his ass hunt his home bounty.
Man, you gotta send the goddamn FBI to come get me, the Army, the Navy, the Marine, all them kind of folks, man.
Well, I hear he keep going to voicemail, so. Was it a silver Mustang he was trying to run you with?
Yeah, the one that had black nose on it, big boy.
Yeah, that gray Mustang with the black nose on it.
The black nose on kept knocking the tires off on the head. They tell me I better get this set up right. Tell them I got a tuner for it. Look like they need one.
All right, well, anybody else want to go down on somebody? Well, we see Rocker. Anybody want to call down somebody? Want to go down on somebody that's ready to go? Somebody that's ready to go? Not nobody don't got no off pressure. You know they don't got no off pressure? Somebody that's ready to go. You got somebody you want to lock in? You want to race? What's up? Push the one button. Come on in and tell the Grudge World about it, you know.
Hey, Trace, what about Tony Wright talking about he going to give us a back time to hit with that Baby Hitler car?
Man, I told Tony Wright that shit yesterday. Dre Fuller Hump, they were on a what's-the-name show, told Tony Wright. I heard you told Dre that but you know what he was talking about, huh? You told him Hitler. You know what he was talking about, huh? He was talking about his goddamn car.
Yeah, that blue car,
you know,
that
Camaro.
Yeah,
Tony Wright
He said Baby Hitler when we were down there. He said he'd give us the back time to hit with Baby Hitler. And all of a sudden I said, Hitler yesterday. He said, oh, you want Hitler like that? And I forgot to say Baby Hitler. I know he got two different calls.
Right. And you got, when you talk to him right, man, you got to make sure you identify what you're talking about, man, because I heard you tell me that. I told him, I said, man, hold up, man. He ain't talking about, I'm talking about the unknown soldier, Baby Hitler, man. I said, you give me the
that's what I tried to
answer that.
He ain't got that blue car no more, though. That blue car sold. That's what I'm talking about. He ain't got but that one car.
Oh, well, I can't. He need to run Tree Man with that. I don't have nothing like that. He can't. Yeah, something like that. I can't race Tree Man. There's no way I can make my car. Tree Man can't give me enough land. He can stick me out there at 200 feet out, and I still wouldn't race him because there's no way I can beat that car. There's no way.
Yeah.
First of all, by me being that far way out there, I'd be all in his lane. He'd run dead over me because I'd be all over his lane. So there's no way you can run cars like that, man. That car's too
exactly, man. I don't even know why they be tough. They're like the corner was trying to fuck with us with
that
bullshit.
I don't know what's wrong with them people. They need to go park that motherfucking car back for another 5 years or 6 years. Fuck the corner. Fuck him. Man, ain't know me.
Yeah,
man, the goddamn moon said it goddamn holler my name down there, Atomic Dog.
You say what now?
That man ain't know me from the man in the moon. He act like he know me down there, goddamn, every time he look around, hee-hee and ha-ha, because we lost against a scary-ass buddy blow over there.
Oh, Carla?
And he kept bringing his ass over there to the car talking shit.
That's another we can't run, Dre. They out of them chassis cars.
Hey, that's why I told the man get his ass on way, man, with that bullshit.
We ain't got nothing to run with.
What the hell you over there talking about,
man?
And you got a fucking ass chance. You got
I told that man, we didn't want nothing. We ain't asked you for nothing. We don't want nothing from you. So that means gone on, man.
Yeah. I see if I can get one. I'm on there. I don't know if I can get him, though. I don't know if I can get him on there.
Look like we shutting your goddamn show down. Everybody else goddamn act like they scared not to push the goddamn one button. I'm finna go back on
you.
Come back to goddamn South Carolina and get what I can gas up and go on back
anybody,
to get, man.
Anybody wanna lock in for an upcoming race right now? They got all pressure. We wanna go. Hey, come on here and call your man out. They got all pressure. Don't come on here calling somebody out that you know that they call it down once, you know.
Let me test the whole Grudge World. I already talked to a buddy of mine, man. I got to let the Grudge World know what time it is, man, what's going down, what's happening, word on the street. They over there goddamn me. Well, check this out, Grudge World. They got a motherfucking bounty hunt on me down here in Houston. They sending a motherfucker. I'm just going to let – sometimes, man, you know, you can't you holding it, you just can't hold it no more. So I might as well just let y'all know. They going to send a motherfucker to get me with a bounty hunter that is a squirrel. So – Don't send no squirrel to come get me. Do not do that.
They got a bounty on you, Bush, now?
Yeah, they got a bounty on me, man. They got a bounty on me.
The squirrel got a name, right?
I'm going to give y'all that name because I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm like BT. I'm sick of it, man. So So I'm gonna give your name everything after I get this in. But they got a bounty on me, man. They got a bounty on me. Anybody can beat me at HMP. They got a $500 bounty on me, man. They got that on me. But the one is hot. The candidate to get me is so anxious to get me. It's like they sending a squirrel to come get Outlaw, man. You know,
he's in a squirrel.
He couldn't. The man couldn't handcuff me and put me in the car for nothing in the world itself.
Wow.
For nothing in the world. So they telling him to run me. I ain't scared of that man by no means. Sometimes it's best to just let people just go on. Let them go on about their business. I don't even want to. It might be janky to me. I might just let them just go on.
Is a squirrel trying to run your head
put it out there, man.
You got to give him something.
I'm going to put it out there. They call him Glass, man. I'm going to put him out there. He's shitting the race. I'm just going to say I feel like he's shitting the race. He texting me. He calling me. You know, and all this kind of shit. But let y'all know, Grudge, I have no
man.
I am not scared of no Glass man by no means. He's a squirrel to me in my grudge racing, and that's my opinion. You know, everybody got their opinion, but he's a squirrel to me. So I'm not
Glass
worried about
man.
No squirrel trying to come get me.
Glass man, you only push the one button if a guy calls you a squirrel, so you only
yeah,
a Glass
squirrel,
man. If you got Glass man, I don't see him. I do see somebody else. We see with your Glass man on and letting defend that squirrel thing. Sharon, there's another call. I see another hand.
Keith, your mic is open.
Oh, I didn't blow
what
in.
Up? What up,
hey.
Man?
Oh, nothing, Shannon. What is on the car trying to get through for the evening?
What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. Like I said, I didn't buzz it. My phone down there all the time, I guess. I don't know. I'm working on a car right now.
Are you working on a car? You sitting back, huh? Kicked in, huh?
Yeah. Sitting back, drinking a beer, trying to kill the rest of the evening. That's all.
Who your next visitor, man? Pick them, man. I know some trucks. Y'all getting that truck ready? You getting
yeah,
the mail ready?
We should be out probably this weekend or next weekend.
Hey, let me ask you this. I heard, y'all got the belt now,
huh? We were going to do it in San Antonio, but old boy didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it? Okay, we got to fight. I thought somebody told me y'all got it. I had to talk to you, so. You still got the belt, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
we got it, okay. I got something for that, okay.
Yeah, like I said, we'll call, but we'll find him out there somewhere and get at him again. Yeah, we tried to get him to do that when we was down there in SA, but like I say, he changed up on right the last minute.
Okay, well, when is he going to run for? Whatever y'all try to meet, make a day for it or what?
Like I said, actually,
y'all
been
down, so y'all waiting to get back up and running. I see y'all waiting to get back up and running, so nobody else has
challenged him. Yeah. So like I said, I didn't know exactly where he was from or nothing either, so I didn't know if he was down
he's
that
down,
way.
He's down in Austin. He's down in the little red riding hood truck, down here. He might be on the show. He usually be on the show. If y'all on the show, push the one button. Let us know when y'all ready to go. I hadn't heard nobody hadn't called me to call y'all. And I know they say Keaton them did, but I didn't sure what happened to San Antonio, but he said it happened, so. Little Red Riding Hood, you only have to push your one button.
Hey, Tom, I got
little
a truck.
Yeah.
So, my push, I got a text, man. My investor said they're looking for Lindell. Want to lock Lindell in for Prescott. Can you get Lindell on?
Lindell?
We locking in, man. Yeah, that's
Lindell,
all we Lindell. Do, man. We just locking in. We don't care.
Lindell, I don't have Lindell's number. You got Lindell's number? Tell somebody. Lindell's number. Sharon, I don't know if you got it. I don't have Lindell's number, I don't believe. I don't have it.
No, I don't.
Let me check. I don't have it. Can you get that number? Let me check. I don't.
BT, guys, how BT? It gets me.
You raise my investors. So they raise. They don't give a shit.
No, I don't have it in their number.
Hey, Kyle BT, Tracy, it gets to you.
Hey, I put my little, check this out, Tracy, I'm letting the whole grill run.
Yeah,
I put my little $500 in there, man, all the time and win my little money. They be like, oh, put in there, man, he ain't racing for no money. Oh, put in there, he ain't got this shit. Shut me down. I've been racing like that since I've been knowing. So you think I'm giving a goddamn about what they talking about, what I race for? Fuck them.
Hey, man, you racist? Racist what you race for?
Fuck y'all. Hey, what I told you about that, what's that new thing? Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. Like,
yeah.
Mike. Hey, Mike. You better. You talk somebody for a hundred on that street.
Yeah. And it does a game with me. Big six and that high side. Other friend of mine, I guess he was a friend of mine, called it high side. They try to high side.
Hey, Cherish, you get BET.
Oh, shit. And a high side. Yeah. Yeah, we locking in, Atomic. Yeah, we here.
Oh,
yeah,
we're not here. Okay, yeah, I don't know if she got him or not, though.
Tell me, dog, we going to be there. You
yeah,
got to worry about us going nowhere. Motherfucker like me and Tree Man, we going to be there till when everybody, if ain't nobody going to wake up, we going to wake up, man. When you wake up, you going to see one of us. We ain't going no goddamn well.
Tree Man, you ready to run for that pro mob belt?
Oh, I'm on. Yeah, I already know shit. That ain't never a question. Well, I'm ready.
Right.
But I mean, as long as I got all push.
Okay, I got it sitting. what is that? Yeah, I know he's here ready. So, well, I guess we could get.
What you calling them punks? Three.
Hey,
what you calling them punks, Tree?
I mean, shit, you can't step to me and talk to me like a man here. You might well be a punk. Shit.
Tree man.
Them goddamn punks, man.
For the promo,
world,
Tree man sitting out there by himself now. He's sitting out there by himself right now. Ain't nobody else really doing nothing. Tree
man
ready to go, but
punks, man.
Ain't nobody really stepped
man.
Up. Ain't nobody really stepped up in the Pokemon world.
Goddamn punk.
To run it.
Everybody
you know,
punks like them motherfuckers scared of Tree Man, man. They don't want to admit it, but all them bitches scared of them. Mr. Fire Speed even came
hey,
down
man,
and
we,
got hey, scared of them.
Hey, no offense, world. It's all smack talk, and it's just, you know, it is what it is, but I guess when ain't nobody up there engaged, I guess you can't consider them goddamn punks.
Them ain't nothing but some bitches. They faggots and punks, yes.
Hey, what's the name, say, Dre? I was teasing you about it with a homeboy was saying back in the day on one of them YouTube videos. What's his name? What's that
oh,
you dude talking
about Harry?
Bitches.
Yeah, I found some fucking funny bitches.
Yeah, Tree Man can't get none of them promo to move right there. He's just sitting out there on the beach by himself. Can't get that
hey,
one
of them
promo
to move. Hey, man, I tried to get him to come over there and holler at you in Holly Springs. He
yeah,
was down
man,
there in Holly Springs.
Like I say, seeing them people, Atomic Dog, all them grudge races, man, that's, I don't give a damn if there ain't no, man. Just any grudge race to get in the game, get in the limelight, man, have a good time out there, man. It is really something to see, man. Now, I was talking about that, man, little video clip, and I remember that over and over. You know, just some stuff just stick to me, man. I remember that shit, and I was just saying that shit over and over, and Drake say, man, you sound like, what's the name? I say, who, Drake? And he keep, I done forgot the man's name again. He said, man, that's little Harry or somebody. He said he was talking to Rock about something because Rock had them beat him. And he was trying to engage
some
of Rocky, and I can't remember that man just saying,
Harry from New York. Yeah, Bryce can't let
Harry
yeah, he was down there
yeah.
in spring the other day.
BT is on.
Yeah. BT, what's up, BT? They're trying to find your man Lindale. I didn't have his number.
Yeah, with that weak motherfucking ass 315, big old back half ass cutlass, BT.
Well, who looking for?
Bushnell, the Grudge. Me and the Grudge. Me and the Grudge.
What are you trying to find him at, Bushnell?
Prescott. Lock his motherfucking ass 5-on-15 in Prescott. That's what my investors say. Lock his ass in.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see, Lindell.
Yeah, lock his
see.
Ass in. How about, hey, Tommy Dog. Oh, I'm glad I got Tommy Dog on. Tommy Dog on show today. Like, Tommy Dog. Now, I ain't
what's
got
up?
No time. Listen to this here, Tommy, dog. I ain't got no time to get up there. All right, when I went up there, I was struggling a little bit. I couldn't get on. But I didn't have no time, Atomic, no time. So they hollered about how Lindell was up there for 4 hours. I told Lindell, and them, man, I don't give a damn. Y'all was up there for 10 goddamn hours. If I ain't got no time, I ain't got no time, man. So I still could make a shakedown. I still could make a shakedown in front of the man, right, Atomic? So I did it.
Yeah, the track wasn't closed.
No, hold up, track wasn't closed. Let me finish. So let me go and shift gears some more. Let me go and get in high gear. So what I did, we said, fuck it. Man, we're going to go. I couldn't get out twice. So the third time since I got so sick of them calling me on that goddamn mic to get me up there, even though I didn't have no time. So the third time, we were going to go out on one Lindell. But the dude, they got me up there. First of all, Lindell and them said we were going to do it for this, and then they turn around and they got up there, they high-sided me on the money. They say, no, they won't do that. But they rather take little money than a little bit more money. So I ain't got nothing to do with that. So anyway, they holler about how much I waited on them. How much they waited on me, but we didn't have no time. So we got some unfinished business, Atomic Dog. So, like I say, my investors say lock his ass in for goddamn me Prescott race. So they're 5-0.
Dial 662-457-1253.
Are you calling me right quick? Whoever that is calling me, I said, girl, I'll call you later. Trying to grow his race.
Oh, okay. Sherry, okay. Yeah, she's trying to get it right now. Yeah, go on, boys, now.
No, man, but, and like I said, I didn't have no time on Lindell, man. They were rushing me up there to get up there and race, and we was going to go out on race after the third shakedown because, you know, I was getting tired myself, you know, struggling. You know how you get sometimes, Tommy, you know, you're getting tired. Just like you say when your car broke, you really want the race badge, you know. So I was really getting tired myself. I was going to go out and run the man on the third shakedown, even though I didn't get down because I kind of bleed in what my tuner was going, you know, what direction he was going to steer me since I couldn't get down. And so I was like, you know, I was going to let my nuts hang. And guess what? I got plenty of them, too, y'all. I got Aston Women's there. I can't tell no dudes that, but Aston Women's, though, I got plenty of them. I got plenty of that. Fresh out of bubblegum.
She's trying to get Lindell on right now, so.
Yeah, but I told BET them, I said, you know what?
Look
they
like
had
she got it. Look like she got it.
It ain't going to take me 5 minutes to go down on Lindell ass.
What are you on now?
It ain't going to take me 5 minutes to go down on Lindell ass.
When you want to
go? Ain't going to take 3 minutes.
Are we going to do the Prescott Mister? That's when we going to do it? I come to Hollow Spring to get it on with you, but couldn't find no parts. That's what, you think I was over there at Hollow Spring for nothing? I was coming over there to get it on with you then. Man, I go anywhere, Lindell. You local motherfucker. I go anywhere.
You not coming to Ad Race in Moulton?
I think I'm about to pay up some punk out because I got something else going on. I don't think I'm going to be at that race. I'm going to be in Prescott. I won't lock you in for Prescott, though.
And you don't lock me in. I ain't never been to that track. I don't even know nothing about it.
But quit being goddamn local all your life and move around.
I
got so much goddamn
like
money. You thought, your other thing, I'm going to chop you up a little bit. The other day, you thought I was begging for some goddamn money. The other day, I wasn't begging for shit, Lindell, when I told them boys, you were hee-hee and ha-ha. I like that shit when motherfucker hee-hee-ha on me, because you don't have a clue about me, Lindell. Yeah, you thought I was over there begging for some fuel money, some shit. I wasn't begging for shit.
You don't know nothing about me, man.
Yeah, well, I heard you hee-hee-ha-ha. Yeah, I need me some money. You, hey, man, I can read between the lines, Lindell. But anyway,
hey, man,
like I
listen,
said, I'm going to lock
listen.
You in for Prescott, man.
You're not
going
to lock me in Prescott. I'm coming to Prescott. But I will
whoop you.
Well,
I said I'll lock you in for Prescott then. I'll have to catch you on another day. I'll catch you somewhere else then.
Okay, well, let's do that then. You just hold that thought. Don't change your mind.
I'll never do that, man. I mean, I am who I am, a grudge racer.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good.
That's why my car called a grudge. Because I'm a grudge racer.
Man, they sell them stickers to anybody, man. You can put it. I call my car the grudge.
Yeah, well, you know you can't because you ain't no grudge. I'm the grudge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, hey, man,
I
ain't
about that fuel money ass shit. I thought that was funny. Yeah, I don't eat shit, man.
Hey,
that weak-ass goddamn colors you got.
But this show
hey,
we
you
know,
you disgracing 315s. In my opinion, this is grudge race talk, race talk. You really disgracing them 315s, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you really is.
Okay. All right.
You big old
whatever
weak
you
motherfucker
say,
you got over there on 315, backhead. Big weak motherfucker you got.
It is what it is.
Yeah, big old weak motherfucker you got over there, man. I heard you through the stands, man, when you went down through there. You ain't traveling. You ain't getting out of nowhere. You ain't getting down nowhere, man. I was struggling when y'all was forcing me to race y'all. You got your little punk out money just because you really, I didn't owe you shit on none of that either way. So you got that. So we done gave you some free punk out money. So we owe you one. We going to get you.
All right. Well,
yeah, we gonna get you. I'm looking forward to it because we going to get you.
Oh, okay.
We don't give you no more free punk out money like we gave you the last time. We gave you some free ass punk out money.
Man, I wanted that $1,500 up there. That's what
you
I
ain't want shit because y'all turn around and say y'all was going to run me for the 1,000. Then y'all got up there and high-sided. That's the only way I come up there. You said, well, we can do it for the 1,000. Then y'all got up there and high-sided me. Then you high-sided, then you turn around and got some goddamn free punk out money. So you ain't no goddamn grudge racer to me, in my opinion. You all that
now,
shit you did. All that
what
shit you did. Shit, you ain't no goddamn grudge racer. Got some free-ass goddamn punk out money.
So
you'd rather take $300 and take $1,000. How crazy as you is.
I tell you what I ain't gonna do.
How crazy as you is. You gonna take $300, you'd rather take $300 and take $1,000. I'd rather take $1,000 than get $300. So you must need some money.
What the purpose of y'all signing up?
Hey man, y'all don't want to tell me to come up there. Y'all told me to come up there. How y'all think I got up there? Y'all told me to come up. Then when I got up there, y'all high side.
We locking up this amount,
dropping
this.
But like I said, I told her, what you did, man. Y'all the one told me to come on for the 1,000.
Okay.
How you think I came up there? Y'all told me, oh, man, we can go and do it for that. I thought you was a real sportsman. I thought you was a real sportsman. You see me struggling a little bit. I don't never run a man with his pants down. I ain't never did that.
Hey.
Yeah, I had my pants down. You want to run a nigga with your pants down, then you get me up there high side of me, man.
Hey, you knew for 3 weeks you come to race.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, you got told the whole truth on you, man, what you is, man.
All right, then. I'm going to holler at you later. We'll meet up with that last.
Yeah, that's good. We're going to bump heads again. That weak mother. Take them goddamn 315s off there unless you fly, man. You weak-ass car you got.
All right, boy. Boy, see, I got somebody else want to holler at you. Got somebody
yeah,
want to put that. Hey, Keith, you still there? Keith, you still there?
Hey, that man some free money, Drake. Hey, that man some free money, Drake.
Who you looking for? Keith looking for Bushnell. Keith, you there?
I'm there. Bushnell.
Yo, who this?
Hey, this Keith. Got Donny Boy truck.
Who?
Ride Donny Boy truck.
Donny Boy.
Why does
you
look at
that?
It ain't about that truck.
With the orange
flames
on it?
Yeah, the new G-Race with the blue Nova.
Yeah, okay. What blue Nova? I'm familiar with the blue. I'm familiar with Donnie Bar truck, too.
Yeah, no, we ain't talking about running with it. No, one of the guys that asked me about if you was going to be in town down there for Alicat's race.
I might be down there. y'all over there with the little blue Nova. Get a man to get back race?
Yeah.
Tell him if we be down there, if we ain't somewhere caught up somewhere off down the road somewhere, racing somewhere, we can do that again.
Okay, that's what I said. They asked me over the weekend about it. I just thought about it a while ago.
Yeah, I'll tell him I'll give him a get-back race.
Okay, not a problem, bro.
Yeah. Tell him to calm that thing down so damn much. He might not knock them tires off so much. Hit that thing hot off the street. Hit that thing too hot, man. Let that thing work itself. Tell him, calm it down a little bit.
It's
so hot.
Well, so like I say, we just want to check and see if he was gonna be in town.
Definitely, man. Y'all some races over there. Y'all gave me some races. We had some action and shit, man. We did it. I had a good time, man. I'm looking forward to trying y'all again, man.
Yeah, that's cool. So like I said, we'll get back with you on that then.
I check
with them sometime this week. I get a hold of Trace
I tell you what, if I be at Sam Race and y'all come down there, I damn sure make sure we do something, man. You know what I'm saying? To bring some action, man. We do it, you know.
Yeah, but I might not make it down there, but like they were thinking about coming down that way, so that's why they asked me. Yeah, so I told them I'd ask you about it. So all good then. Yeah. All right. Appreciate you then.
Yeah, it's great. Same to you, man.
All right. All right, boys, there you couldn't get to no line.
Here we
come
there, shut the goddamn show down, me and Drake, fuck it.
You and Drake, come on there.
Yeah, me and Drake.
He got a full show, man. People sitting back listening. I don't know. Glad
like
man,
him,
that when
man.
They call in.
Sharon, get Glassman on the phone, because Bushnell come down pretty hard on stuff now. Glassman name just been changed to the squirrel. Bushnell just changed Glassman name. Bushnell say squirrel.
Squirrel.
So, you know, get Glassman on here, because he got a new name.
The feds and the army and the navy and the marine, all kind of motherfuckers come get me. Send no motherfucking squirrel to come get me. Still no goddamn glass, man. I'm calling his name so much, I'm sick of him protecting me. I'm calling me.
He calling you to lock you in?
Yeah, he calling me to lock me in for on the 30th.
We're
going to
see if we get
him on there. He works in Lindale. He ha-ha-ass shit.
Hey, Bushnell.
We're going to definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you sure remind me of someone that old he-he-ha-ha and shit. You made me think of some goddamn bottle of that shit. Oh, he, shit, boy, show to run you out, don't you? Man,
yo,
I
know what they talking about,
boy,
Tree.
I got me a couple of them, boy. They on my shit list for life. They don't even know it, boy. But everywhere I run my car, I want to try to goddamn make them go in their mama pocketbook and get their money.
Hey, wait a minute, Tree Man. Hold on, Tree Man. Who got you that house, Tree Man? Who you want to go in their pocket? Who is
that,
Tree Man?
Call me.
Don't keep it a secret.
I mean, I'm going to say it like this. They talk to you like they're your goddamn, they all right with you, but yeah, goddamn, when you round up some other kind of people, they hear all that old shit. And you know what I'm saying? I just happen to be standing in a circle and heard them. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I say, boy. I wish I had been a little
closer.
Hold on, Tree Man. I
got to
talk to you, Tree Man. Hold on, Tree Man.
Yeah, let this girl goddamn address himself, man. So not talk about him so goddamn bad. Fuck, last man.
Yeah, let me try again.
Hey, Trey, come on with the show. I'll let you know.
All right. Hey, go ahead on, Glassman. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. Somebody looking for me?
Somebody looking for your ass? Hold on, bud. Let me introduce you.
Somebody looking for your goddamn ass?
Hey, Glassman. They gave you a new name, Glassman, so I don't want you to come on here. I know you by Glassman. I didn't know who you were because a man was calling you a squirrel.
Goddamn squirrel.
So I said, who are you talking about?
A squirrel.
Yeah.
That's what you is in my opinion. You're a goddamn squirrel.
What you talking about?
You're a goddamn squirrel.
The time you're going to.
Glassman, you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Why you so hot to rape me, man?
What the hell you talking about?
Don't you know you got to get in line to rape me? Why you so hot to rape me? Tell the whole girl why you so hot to rape me.
Why am I so hot to race you? Because every time I see you at the track,
why
and my shit ain't right.
Do what?
Because every time I'm at the track and my shit ain't right, you always coming at me.
You
always want to race me.
I ain't never fuck with you about no race, you scary motherfucker, you. I ain't never asked you nothing about no goddamn racing.
Hey, let me ask you, why
big block, you was going to come see
hold
me.
Hold on. Why the fuck
block.
Are you talking to me like
man,
that,
it's
huh?
It's the 8 months you finally come to see me, so I ain't never mess with you by no racing. That ain't none of my style. Be
man, that's
so,
man, we got that shit on camera, man. Come on, man. You playing that fucking
no goddamn racing. Ain't fuck with you by no racing.
Trey, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey, sir.
What's that?
Summer
Doe. Yeah.
Summer Doe. Hey, Rock didn't tell me on the phone. He wants you to call him.
Okay, Sharon, call Rock right quick. Hold on, call Rock. Let Glassman
go. You on 28? No, Wheelie Bar, I locked you in.
I'm on 28. Okay, so now it's got to be 28 no Wheelie Bars. When I tried to lock your ass in for 28 no Wheelie Bars, you had 29, and you say this ain't no fucking take some shit off.
So now
you come to me, you want me to take some fucking shit.
You the one looking at me. I'm begging to race you, man.
I had a small block in my shit, but 28 trying to race your ass.
You ain't trying to race me with shit with no goddamn smile. Yeah, when I had that goddamn Chief Street number, now I got a gorilla in that motherfucker now.
I got a gorilla in it.
You ain't got no goddamn group.
I got a big block with one kid. That's what I got. That's, when I had a
yeah,
small
I say,
block.
I think you try to race
when
me.
I had a
when
small block
them
with one
with
kid,
that goddamn
he had the same
big
shit.
Ass small block against my little Chief Street mode. I say I got a gorilla now. You know what a gorilla is?
You want to race or not?
Jeez.
Man,
I just told you what I want to do, clown.
Hello?
So you want me to put 28s on there with your 29s and run you? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, man, I said I'm on 28, no wheelie ball. That's what I see.
Well,
man,
damn,
you
are 29. You
like me. If not,
you
need a fuck around, man.
You are 29
you
last
race
week.
Me. So if you want to race me, you get like me. Other than that, leave me the fuck around, man.
Hello, hello, hello. Fake ass motherfucking clown is what the fuck you is.
Fuck you, Glass Man. Go shit on yourself.
Hey, hold on. Hey.
Rock, what you say?
I'm on this
my
team. Go ass off. Sit back on this side of the floor. Your ass gonna start hurting.
Hold on,
Bush.
Down. Rock, what you say? Say it again.
I'm on as good as my team, and we reassemble, and we in the shop right now. So what the hell y'all trying to do?
Lock your motherfucking ass in.
Lock it up,
man. Rock, you said you wanted to run us with the little Mustang you had down there in San Antonio. I seen y'all struggling a little bit, but that looked like a good little even Steven race, Rock.
I ain't say that. I say our Mustang. My other Mustang with the
29s
on.
Loud. Rock, you said I just talked to you, motherfucker.
Hey,
you just said the motherfucker with the black dough on.
Hey, Dre, this car
is
gray with the black dough on it. Anybody who know me know that. This car is gray with the black dough. Huh?
Where, Rocket? Orange County?
Orange, yeah, Orangeburg. Same place we was at the other day.
Rock, we definitely want to go back over there.
Well, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right over there. We ain't going to have no problem.
Yeah, we'll come back over there, Rock.
Okay, well, would you like to lock in? We got him on the phone now.
I mean, as long as you locked in to what you said you was, yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, and what I do is I
hey, hold on, Rock, how you sitting, Rock? Hey, hold on, you never told a man on. How you sit. Tell a man how you sitting, man.
You're right, Dre. I was missing. I was like, BT, you better watch what the fuck you say, man.
Tell that man how you sitting, Rock. Fuck this bullshit. We know how slick you try to be.
Hold on, Dre, I can't hear him.
Do you want to run for $1,000 or $1,500? Which one?
I mean, $1,000 a good gamble, Rock, but I mean, go over your stiff, though, because I was going to leave that out before I locked you in, man.
All right, so listen. What we'll do, we are a stock suspension car. You hear me? We are a stock suspension car. There ain't no question. We're 28s on.
Okay.
So,
vision ahead.
Man, I don't look at nobody's motor now. I'm just telling you, it's a big lock.
Dre, you didn't know what he said, Dre.
Nigga trying to get sick.
That's bullshit.
He trying to get
sick. He's like, goddamn, so he's like that goddamn, what's that, Purple Rain motherfucking motor now, Dre?
Exactly. Say, Rock, you need to get out that bullshit, man.
He trying to get slick on your bush.
Rock, we're going to lock you in, Rock, on Convention Head, Rock, if you got that, Rock. I'm not trying to tell you what kind of motor you got, man, but we can't really stand them motherfucking mega motors, man. I'm going to tell you like I told Dunye and them. Dunye and all some of them other boys with them mega-ass motors, man. I can't, we don't have no mega shit over here. Yeah, we ain't got nothing mega, Rock.
So if you ain't damn near
sitting like that with that out there guy, see that mega motor can kill a man.
Hey, I ain't trying to go up under nobody's dress and be looking at that girl.
I understand that, Rock. I understand. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm just trying to lock you in on the stiff on how we over here sit, Rock.
No,
so I mean,
stiff,
I understand all that. I'm not trying to do that either, Rock.
Hey, you trying to disrespect my woman? I ain't finna let you do that now.
No, I got plenty of that, Rock.
Hey, listen,
she good looking. She good looking, Rock.
She
all right.
Woman, right? I'm a fucky girl, Rock. So I mean, goddamn, just tell me what she got up on her, right quick.
He ain't got to tell us, Dre. He ain't got to tell us.
Hey, say, I've been on Rock for a minute. Rock trying to pull triggery shit on everybody, man. You can't
make no money. I told you, tell Glass Man, better take goddamn no real goddamn grudge race over there. They gonna do what they got to do. They ain't going to send no weak motherfucker to come get me. Shit.
Say, Rock, fuck it, we going to get the back tire from your other gray car. I told you, let us get the back tire from
that
other gray
car.
Dre? It's a lot old box by the month, man. This is a 460 car. Rock, let me get the back tire with that motherfucker.
What kind of car is that?
Hey, look here. Hey, I tell you what. You say you got a convincing head motor on 28. Am I correct? With a ladder bar car?
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. What I do is I lock you in 5 on 15 or better, and I send the money to Jay Bond, the deposit money. That way, that shit Tony Thorne tried to play me down there on that, I still ain't cool with that. To this day, I'm still mad. So I'm going to send my money to Jay Bond. The lock-in money, deposit money be up. We can get the stipulation straight. I ain't got no worries with that.
You ain't saying nothing about what kind of motor you got.
Exactly.
Man, you get in the back tire, who gives a damn? I got an airplane motor in there.
See, I can let people speak for me, Rock, if they're all right.
Listen, I don't take my hood off, man. Nobody never seen up under the
hood. I understand that, Rock. I understand all what you said. I keep my goddamn little old Chief 3 motor covered up.
But you said you wanted the back tire. I'm giving you what you asked for.
Nah, hold on, Rock. Let me stop you right there. Are you telling me something about something else? I didn't never say that I wanted no back tie shit, Rock. I was listening to what you was trying to go over what you had.
Oh, that was Dre, man.
That was Dre, yeah.
With the little car that I drive, the little family grocery car with the hatchback on the back, right? The little car that we drive, the Mustang, that we have at the track, our little car. I will take that car with 29 ends on it, start to pinch your car. With 29 and run you with the back tire.
I know you will, but you won't tell me the motor combo, right?
Hey, well, what?
Man, hold on, let me shift gears. Three man.
That ain't how you throw it.
Hey, what's up?
I'm finna fuck with a real tough three man. Check this out. I know you just said something about motor. Say, Rod, Say, Rod, I'm going to borrow a tree man motor sticking out. You got to race.
As long as you cover that committee head motor like you said, I'm going to be different too, Rod. Okay, listen, ho, I tell you what, I wouldn't give a damn what you put in there. Come with some 29s or smaller, and your ass got a race, sir. I ain't sipping you like that. I don't give a fuck what you got.
But see, I was just saying about a bar thing. I don't have no goddamn big ass mega motor, so
I know where you was going with this, Rock.
But I was just saying, okay, we can get that on type of shit too, Rock.
But I mean, it sounds like, man, we can't.
I ain't trying to tell you to raise your hood or tell these grudge world people what you got or what you do, and you say you don't raise your hood. I understand. Yeah. All that Rock to the third. I'm not trying to let you do none of that. All I'm just trying to do is tell you what I got, see if me and you, you know, can get
well,
it on.
All I can do, don't look like we can get it on right now
because we got some combo shit fucked up.
Well, listen, all I can do, combo-wise, don't nobody know what I got. Ain't nobody.
I understand that, Rock. I understand that from the words they go.
My car's so damn slow, ain't nobody never care about where they had it anyway.
Yeah, I understand from the words they go, Rock. Rock, I know where you're going with all of it, Rock.
You scared of
I know where you're going with all of it.
29?
Rob, you get your ass to Prescott September the 6th, we'll fuck you up, boy.
Oh, okay. Woo. There it is, Rob. There you go.
Where?
There you go.
Prescott, I forgot about that shit.
We got to get you fucked up, Rob.
Where is that?
I'll get you fucked up.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Rob.
Where is that at?
Arkansas.
Man. I got to come from California to Carolina, back to Arkansas. I can tell you
Rock,
now.
Hold on, Rock.
You ain't say that shit. We drove 17 motherfucking hours the other day to go up there. My man drove 18 fucking 100 miles.
I ain't fucking with you about that.
Hey, let BT get him.
Oh,
leave
man.
Him alone. Leave him alone, Dre.
Hey, man. Leave him alone. I'm talking to him now, Dre. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Rock your ass in, man.
For what?
For September the 6th. And press pack.
I can't make that date. I can't make that date. Me and my crew sitting right here to go. We can't even make the date.
All right, lay your ass down then.
Yeah, lay your ass down then, Rob. We get you fucked up, Rob.
Yeah, I can't make it. I forgot about that, B.
You get him fucked
listen,
up.
And it ain't got nothing to do with we ain't willing to ride. The problem is we just can't make it. We don't have enough people to try to make the trip. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to work. And then I got to come all the way from L.A. to Carolina, get the truck to go over there, back and then back cross country. That's just a lot on me, man. I'm just being honest. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, leave a week early, Rock.
B-T.
Everybody trying to hear that shit, leave a week early. If I can do all that shit by myself, I'll leave a week early.
Well, I go to California, to Carolina,
and back to Prescott.
I got to do all that for $1,500. I might want to stay at work.
Well, that's some more goddamn money. People got plenty of money.
I ain't said that. I just told you if I got to do that $1,500, I can stay in California at work.
You get yourself up, Rock.
Well, Rock, when you bringing your ass out the bushes, man? When you coming out the fucking bushes, man?
Hey, listen. We're here working out so we can get all the way out the bush. We got the headlights out the bush now.
Well, get your ass a trick or treat. Get your ass a trick or treat. I know you'll probably be ready by then. I know you ain't coming no time in September, so I ain't going to even look for you, motherfucker, man. But come October, I'm going to get you fucked up, boy.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Matter of fact, we might be racing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the car out of the air.
You said you're racing this weekend. Where about you racing that, Rock?
I'm going to be racing somewhere. I'll let you know tomorrow for sure.
I'll mail your ass whoop.
Yeah, man.
You ain't going to do that to me. You got the wrong dude.
No, I got the right one.
We don't pay too much disrespect. I see you trying to wear a lot of combinations on the motor. Look, we tying up people's show with a whole bunch of bullshit. This is a racing show.
No motherfucking bullshit. Trying to lock you in, man.
How you locking me in with all these stipulations? Shit.
Man, you the motherfucker that's gonna tell everybody what the fuck you got up on the hood, right? Goddamn, we ain't scared.
We ain't asking nobody what they had.
You the one said that you wouldn't get the stipulation and shit, right? What the fuck we look like?
Come on, goddamn, so we hold up shit.
I run the grudge head up, and if you don't get it, I need a back tire. Now, what else you don't want? That's all I can give a man.
Rock, we got something for your ass, Rock. You do find your date.
Okay.
Hey, you know what, Rob? You gonna give us some back time and try to and fuck around and get off the shit out of
here.
Ain't
nobody give us shit, man. We got some his ass, Drake.
Okay, look.
That man,
yeah,
BT,
I know,
said,
I know
we got some for rock ass. Don't rock ass and lay down, man.
Lay me down. All you gotta do is pull the gun out and run it up my hands and I'll lay down. I know, I already told you, Rock, you a hands man fucking racer, man. You ain't shit no more.
I know it, Dre. Ain't nothing wrong with being a
your
hands
name
man.
Ain't shit to wrong with, man.
Come back and see that.
Hold on, somebody.
You ain't
Trouble,
shit,
Trouble,
man.
Trouble, hey, hold on, man. Trouble Troy might want to lock somebody in. Trouble Troy, you there?
What's up, Trace?
What's happening?
Oh, ain't too much. I was trying to, Bush, now you gonna do something on the 31st?
Man, you got a head up race with a arm drop, man. You wanna race? Yeah, I wanna race.
Okay,
yeah, but I ain't gonna let you hook me on no tree. Now lock that in. Show dude.
Like you
I showed
okay,
him. You
on
ready?
The 31st.
Yeah,
on the 31st.
I got an arm drop race, me and you.
No, no arm drop, sir. We're gonna
man,
go on
I
that
just
tree.
Told you, you're not gonna hook me on no tree, mister. This red racing. You're not gonna hook me on no tree. So you can forget that. So if you wanna race me on 31st, you got an arm drop race with me. Just go on mute, man, or something. That's what you got.
Oh, he ain't got nothing going on there.
Yeah, that's what you got there. Yeah, you don't want to wait. Sound like it. Sound like you're trying to hustle me.
What's that? What do you mean he's trying to hustle you on a tree? What do you mean?
Because that's why I won't run my race, Atomic. That's what I mean. Hustle me on a tree. Yeah, he ain't going to hustle me nothing on no tree. So he don't want to wait. Sound like it. Well,
you
don't throw
it. So you mean
yeah,
tell
so
you want to run on instant green, huh?
No, we're going to do an arm drop.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
BT.
All
right. All right.
Goddamn, you don't hook me on shit. You better have your shit running.
Who is
you
that?
You don't get nothing off no life.
Who is that calling BT?
You have an arm drop race.
I'm Troy.
This is Troy.
Now, how about that?
What up, Trouble?
Oh, shit, I can't call him. All right,
you
coming
over
there? Ain't got nothing to...
yeah,
I'm coming
over there. You coming over there, Trouble?
Yeah, I'll be there, Prescott, on the 6th.
Okay.
Okay,
we might try to... Huh?
Think you can find me a dance over there, man?
Who is that?
It's Tree.
Shit, no, Tree, man. I ain't got nothing to fuck with you.
Hey, Rock faggot ass on the phone. Hey, Tree Man Rock on the phone. Ask that bitch about that purple rain call.
Man, Rock ain't gonna do nothing, man.
Tree, I don't know, Tree. You a bad motherfucker. I don't know.
I ain't gonna let him get away. Yeah, we can do an Instagram, since that's what you think you want to probably do. We can do that then, on the 31st. How about that?
Tree,
I changed up a little bit. I changed my mind since you want to raise me.
Hold on, Bush.
So you got Instagram raise me on 31st. How about that? We
hold
can
on,
do that.
Now. Let me talk to Tree Man. Let me talk to Tree Man. Don't
get you out the way.
Hey,
you ain't gonna run no class car though, is
you? A class car? We talking about that PDRE?
Your ass really want to race?
Talking about that PDRE? That PDRE
yeah.
Show?
Yeah.
Huh? Nah, man, it gotta be a good thing, man.
Oh.
Trey.
Hmm? Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hear you, Trey.
Yeah, it gotta be a good car, man. I ain't gonna start going down that avenue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if something come up, you know, before they holler at me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if one was to show up over there, and, you know, for a little bit of something, you know, we might try something with. But I don't know. I don't want to lock you in with now, you know. But if you ain't got nothing else, you want to try something and pay for your trip or something, blow a motherfucking ass off of me sitting over there. Fuck it.
All right, just keep me in mind.
Yeah, all them guys, appreciate y'all coming over there to show Arkansas some support too, man. Because like I said, it's going to be a goddamn hell of a show we get all you motherfuckers in there. And I'm going to be there to bring your goddamn ass out of the bush. So all them old hater shaking type motherfuckers, you can leave them in Texas. We don't even need them at the goddamn track. Come over there begging or something. Go find your goddamn match race, man, a good head-up race, man, and go to a motherfucker ass, man. Don't mean come over there begging for this and begging for that. We know you motherfuckers got willy balls and big ties and long ass wings like Batman motherfucking ass. We don't want them type of motherfuckers though. We want motherfuckers that really trained to go, man. Come over there, goddamn, and go hey, to a motherfucker. Hey, BT, you talking about Hater Shaker right there listening at you, man. I don't give a damn. That poking pig looking motherfucker, he knows
man,
he's a goddamn
you nasty,
bitch.
You nasty cat mouth, you sucker. I'm listening to your dog ass.
Yes,
you right. You right. I know you listening, you muddy foot summer bitch. You ain't going to do shit.
That's what's wrong with you. You moody hoe and blowed out. Everybody know about you. You ain't really about
and that. I guarantee you, you lock me in with a head-up race. No, you got the back tie, you weak motherfucker.
No,
I'll blow your asshole
you,
out.
Hear what you said last week. I got the same thing you said. I got the move for life. Go ahead.
Okay. You got that.
Truck. Rip the little ass truck.
Man. I ain't saying a goddamn thing.
Okay. That's what I thought.
You got the back tie. You got the back tie. You shaking motherfucker.
No,
you shake ass.
What you been saying? But you got my ass. What you been
saying? Motherfucker, right? I'm still saying what I've been saying.
You
dumb retarded motherfucker.
All that's good with your fake ass Hyundai. We know what the business is, sir. You've been a punk all your life. I tell you what you do. You're having to get about it out. You sisters go. You have to
look in
foot head.
You look more like a hoe than I do, you fat tree.
I know. No. You's a black hoe. See, you the hoe that's
no, you's a fat hoe. You's a fat breezer hoe. Lay your motherfucking ass down, you son of a bitch.
You
ain't going to goddamn race, so you might as well just stay your motherfucking ass over there with a no race song. Is that? Well, I ain't got time to be arguing with you in front of them goddamn fans over there. Cussing your wild mouth ass out over there. I'm going to crush your wet mouth ass out. I'm going to crush your goddamn ass out. I'm going to let the world bring you fake motherfucker now. You bring your ass over there. People trying for BET to go down on your motherfucking ass now. But I'm going to do that.
You ain't buying nothing. We're talking about grudge racing, sir. You don't have a grudge.
Lock in then. Lock in then. Lock your motherfucking ass in, you weak son of a bitch.
I will be there with that ass in with the goddamn move. Now what you want to do?
Lock in, you weak motherfucker. Lock your ass in. All that talking about shit.
The ass in truck. Sam,
you got the back tie. You got the back tie, you weak son of a bitch.
I said your move, faggot. You know what you said.
Well, faggot, hoe ass nigga, you got the goddamn move there, bitch. I went to ass in, though.
Excuse me, Tracy, you sidewalk sissy. You motherfucker, I know what you're saying. Say it again,
oh, you $5.
Say
you $5,
again,
you $5, $2, bitch.
What's your deal,
I tell you what you do.
Shut up.
I tell you what you do. You lock the fuck in then, goddammit. You got everything in drag racing, you son of a bitch.
I just told you. With the answer
everything that goddamn capable of being got, you got
let
it, you weak son of a bitch. You motherfucker.
Your dog ass. You shut. Put a muzzle on. Put the motherfuckers that own the truck on. I don't need to talk to you. Bro.
I tell you what, you go play in the mud. You go in the play in the mud
go
like pigs do, you motherfucker.
Go sit on your
go
thumb.
Go play in the mud like pigs do, you sloppy son of a bitch.
Go sit on your thumb with your black ass. That's what's wrong with you.
I tell you what you do. Just stay on them jack stand with your thumb stuck up your
no,
ass.
Sir.
So we racing
I
over here.
I got five lock-ins. I ain't got time to play.
Stay your ass over there where you're at then. We don't need your weak ass over here begging, motherfucker. Weak bitch.
Say you're scary, motherfucker. Say you're sorry, Paul. Say you're sorry.
No, I'm sorry that Atomic Dog let your weak ass on this grill show, man. We trying to lock in for a fucking race. And your weak ass, tell me what you got down there. Lay the fuck down on your stomach, you fat greedy bitch.
You ain't never had shit. You're the fake ass.
I'll get you fucked up, bro.
I was just wasting my breath because you didn't fucking lock in. And that punk motherfucker ain't a fucking you, didn't it? I know it. Fine, I ain't got the stuff, nothing. That's what the business is, punk.
Let me ask Trace something. Now, Trace.
What happened?
Did I not tell this man he got everything in drag race?
With what, sissy? With what?
Then I tell him
I say with what, Paul?
Yeah, you told him that he just asked with what. I mean, you know, he just asked with what.
Jeez, with candy cane. With candy cane.
Fuck a candy cane. Nigga, you act on that motherfucker.
Now, see what I'm talking about? Now, see? Now, if he don't want that with candy cane.
I tell you what.
Candy
cane got the business with three men.
If he don't want that with candy cane, he can get it.
That's what I thought.
If he don't want it with candy cane, he can get it with the gang.
Shut your ass up.
He can get it with the gangster.
He can get it with what? With what, BG?
He can get it with the gangster.
Fuck you.
He got every fucking thing in drag race.
That's all I know. I don't know nobody else, sir. The S-10 came down here. You and your drunk-ass uncle. Y'all was fucking.
And your whole ass wouldn't take advantage of it when it was dying there. So shut the
fuck
up.
That's all I said. Let me get out of there. So why you got your dizz ass on the phone? You blonde.
You come down here on the 31st and you got that.
I'm not going to be there on the 30th. I've been down there 7 times.
Okay.
Now,
well,
I got to do that. That ain't
hold
my bitch.
Hold on.
I tried to run you. Wait a second. Hold on. I tried to run you down there. I talked to you for 3 solid hours trying to run you.
No, sir. That's a lie, and you know it. What you did,
man,
was...
Man, BC got it on camera. He got it on
no,
film. He got it on film. Man, you went to
the
for 3
you
hours.
Came out here, you was on 2 kids, sir. All I said was let me get out of there, and the shit still applies.
Ain't no
so
small block. Let no small block get out of there, man. We look just alike, man. You don't want to raise my...
All I ask you, sir, if you want to book it, you come down here on the 31st.
I tell you what. Hey, the shaker. I bet you got a whole lot of people from Texas on this phone, and everybody from Texas down there know we're boogie. So all that old shit, Fat Mountain.
Let me explain some shit.
Hold on, all that old Fat Mountain shit.
No, let me explain some shit, sir. Hear me out.
I ain't for all that conversation, man.
No, no, no.
You got the
hold on. All I'm trying to tell you is I got motherfucking five block ass on
fucking
I
time.
Got five block in, so your dizz ass ain't got a motherfucking thing to do with the goddamn thing I'm doing. You understand? Right, so
drama,
you bring your
man,
fucking
you
ass out here,
you, man,
you will get a
block.
You will get a block. You bring your ass here,
Down with the show, man.
Okay, when you get
that
your lanky ass
right.
on, we don't need to talk about you get your lanky ass
down
on.
Down with the show, man. That man,
carry on.
Listen, one more time. You got the back tie. Or we'll run you one-to-one. Head up. We'll take one cover up there.
I have a business schedule on the 31st. After the 31st,
well, move on.
I'll talk
go
to
ahead,
you.
Go ahead with your show, Tommy.
Get the fuck out
the brain action, man.
Right.
I tried to bring action. He
want to
talk. He
want to
crack jokes
on
the brain.
I ain't cracking a motherfucker. I got 5 block in. Nigga, I'm locked in. Excuse me, N-word. I got 5
block in. What you calling my name for, man? I don't know why you calling my name.
Yeah, fuck you. You mean nothing to me.
Yeah,
I got
know why you calling
here,
my name.
So
you
anything else,
my goddamn name.
You
know why.
I'm not beeping and shit. This motherfucker has to calm your dizz ass down with your punk ass.
What are you talking about, man?
All that bullshit. Shut your kids ass
what
up.
What is he talking
kids
about?
My
what a real grudge race that, man. Grudge race. What is that? How you be letting these wannabe grudge races on these shows?
You're trying to lock your ass here. You're trying to do a fucking arm drop. Just shut your punk ass up.
This good racist, man. You don't know nothing about it. You ain't got a clue, big boy.
I bet you won't lock it, man.
I got 500 that this fool won't lock in Club of Troy on the fucking rim, on the light right now.
I got 500. You won't lock
it in.
Lock
it in for him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Lock it in for him, big boy.
Don't start having ass here. Get your own, sir.
get him on so we can lock him in for that 500 that you said you're going to lock him for.
Get it on. Get it on.
Yeah, we're going to get it on, fat boy. What we going to do?
Hello.
Fat boy said he's going to lock you up for me, run me, so you know how we going to race. So lock that in for him, fat boy, so we can buy a race on 31st.
Just with the goddamn lights. The lights don't
he going on Instagram. That man know I'm going to race him. He is not going to hurt me on no tree. So he know what it is.
Yeah. The only way I'm going to race you is we run on a pro tree.
Oh, well, you don't want to race them. Get them off the phone, then, man. Don't close the show.
I don't want to race.
And fat boy, it's a such thing to get it understood and race.
What kind of bullshit?
He's doing good racing classes.
What's that?
Now get him off the phone, then.
Hey, what's that? You done ran four races.
Don't worry about what I run. Don't worry about how I run. I run all my one run. I call the shots, man.
You don't call nothing.
Yeah, I'll call the shots on my gloves racing. I'm coming to my money. Yeah. So get on out the phone. We ain't going to run you with that. I done ran you all times. I ran you so you know what it is. So don't act like it's some brand new shit to you. I done ran you all times on how we race. So what's the difference? So don't come here and say something like you ain't never did that.
Every time, hey, look here, but every time I kept your ass up.
How many times you race me, man?
I done ran you four fucking times. I ran you on post every motherfucking time.
You ran up in instant green, right?
Hell no. I ain't never ran you on instant green.
What you talking about then?
Every time I ran,
you
we ran on
motherfucking ass on somewhere, man. You don't want to all you want to do is get on show, act like you want to race, or act like you want to race. You don't want to race, man. If you want to race, you race by how we race, man.
That's a fake-ass race,
this fat-ass nigga don't know nothing about grudge race. You need to go grudge race, fat boy. You ain't no grudge race.
Man, fuck that dude, man. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, you ain't no grudge race. Oh, you need to see, you can lay off that table over there. That's what you need to do. Lay off the little pit thing you got over there.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, big boy. You ain't no good, right? I know you ain't no good.
Yeah,
you
hey,
talk.
What's there?
What, man?
Yeah, make sure you just be in the back of the third person.
Because he's a nobody's good, gang. What's up?
Just make sure you be there at the back on the 31st.
Yeah, because you got his
screen
so right
back,
with me, right?
I'm going back. I'm going back to work. I'll let y'all later.
Oh, well, go to work, because we'll see you then. I work too, matter of fact.
Hey, the Shanker. Hey, the Shanker, you doing all that goddamn killing, though. Why don't you lock with that in with those slow-ass car?
Hey, man, you talking about he got five locked in, Ray. I want to see who going to run this, man. All of them running out of locked in races. You got the $200, $300, $500 locked in races. You got them, but he got five.
He ain't going to lock in a race.
I'm on the 31st, sir.
He going to lock in a race, man.
He ain't going to lock in a race. He ain't going to lock in a race.
Big old fat ass. God, that's fine.
Hey, you don't know my background, man.
Okay.
You don't know my background, big boy, so you need to stop all that.
Yeah.
We talk about some grudge racing.
Yeah.
You keep hollering about this and keep hollering about that and all this about how you know me, man. You don't know nothing about me, man.
Oh,
man,
you know what shit you heard. Don't let that man get you wired up like that.
Man, that's just... If anybody know me, and I know Tree Man probably want to... Alley Cat Sam know me. I've been the same dude since the Porter day, so you think I worry about a hater shaker?
So what's the problem?
Yeah, so see what I'm saying? So Hater Shaker's a nobody to me.
So what's the problem?
He's a nobody. I know he ain't no true grudge racer.
What's the fucking problem?
He's a driver, man.
What's the problem,
he need to go to grudge racing school.
What's the problem?
Hey, Hater Shaker. Hey, Hater Shaker, why don't you lock in with him? Lock your car in with him, Hater Shaker.
I'm trying to talk to your stinking ass. You've been riding on back of Bushnell truck and shit before I talk to me. First of all,
I run him off my feet. You think you know something about me. You know some shit that you heard.
Man, see that man. So, let that man make it, man. We know that man ain't nothing but a homie.
Hey, look here, man. That ain't going nowhere. So, hey, it ain't going nowhere.
We run up. That's what I'm saying. Man, leave that alone, man. Don't even get that man.
We're going to let that part of the game go and keep it grudge, but we don't have to that
keep
hour,
it
man. So,
dog, keep it grudge, man.
We're going to do last call for the night, Sharon. We're going to get out of here, man.
Grudge,
you're going to keep it grudge, though. Sharon,
keep
that's going to do last
man.
Call, and we're going to call it tonight.
We're going to keep it grudge, man.
Okay, before I do final comments, y'all were a little lax on that N-word tonight, so next week we'll
yes.
watch it.
Oh, I didn't have an N-word all night. I did good.
No, sir.
Who was that?
No, sir.
You know I ain't scared of Sharon.
Push now, you just said it.
You know I'm a one-man gang. You know I ain't scared of nothing or nobody.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, good show, man. Good show, Guy. Like you say,
Hey, Sharon, hold on right quick. I just got a text, and I don't want to get out here without it. You see Jackson on that. Jackson want to lock in right quick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you see Jackson on that.
Tell Jackson push the one button. Tell him push the one.
Uh-oh. What the fuck, oh.
Jackson push the one.
Okay. Right, let me see. Hey, look for his last phone number. He might be pushing because somebody was pushing and they couldn't get in. So, you know Jackson's last phone number?
Hold on, let me see if I can find him.
Let me see how it's
9181, Mama. Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't
shit.
See Jackson.
Oh,
I don't see Jackson.
Who phone he on? He
push the one button, Jackson.
Hold on.
Punk ass. Him and his drunk ass, dude. Man, fuck them dudes, man. Punk ass of a man. Fake ass.
Oh, hold on. He's still texting me. Hold on. See what them we got.
Straight squirrel, man.
Ain't got no nuts. Fucking arm drop.
It was really
hell?
So funny about the Drake. They be trying to act like they some real grudge raising, knowing damn well they not, man. Some trying to be, man.
Fucking arm drop. Where they do that shit at?
Say, man, I know who it was, man.
The fuck arm
you can't pull the wool on nobody, man.
What the fuck arm dropping right here? That bullshit. Scare ass.
Fool ain't taking. Fool ass motherfucker that just had an arm dropping last month.
Hey,
down there fucking
ass no grudge raising,
Drake. Let's know that man don't go nowhere, man.
That man no grudge raising, Drake.
That man an HMP racer.
Man, travel the fucking arm drop.
Hey, Dre, where you see them at grudge raising that Dre down through the years? Where he come from? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You see him? 9181.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
I see him. Hold on. I see him.
Hold on. Can y'all hear me?
I don't see it on him just now. Go ahead.
How you doing, Tracy?
I heard you. Y'all shut up. He can talk. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, look. I would lock anybody in right now, bro, that want to do an arm drop. Anybody. For any amount of money. Right motherfucking now, bro.
What kind of car you got, man?
That's my goddamn homeboy right there.
I got a D-body.
Who's that?
That's
all
I
got.
Anybody in right now want to do an arm drop for any amount of money?
Hold on, I'm trying to see. Arm drop, man. What kind of car you got?
I got a D-body.
I mean, is it a stock suspension car? Is it a true ladder bar car? What you got?
Stock suspension.
I mean, give me some more. I mean, because you might got your arm drop, man. Here, I'm laying there to do one of them.
Okay. I got a stock suspension on 29. Big block. We can lock in right now anywhere. We can go up to Mississippi, or we can do it.
No bars or convention. Hey, what you got? I mean, come on.
I ain't got no bars. I'm 29, no bars.
big block. That's like anybody on the arm drop right
now. Hold on, what kind of book you say, conviction headed?
I ain't got. You know what, but I'm going to be straight up with you, bro. As far as engine dynamics, I really don't want to go into details of it.
Okay, well, I have no problem with people don't want to tell what they got, man.
That's my goddamn homeboy. That's Jackson, goddamn it, talking your goddamn ass.
I don't know what you got. I'm going to leave you alone.
Me.
You don't know what you got.
Okay, hey, look, y'all have a blessed night, and I'll see y'all at the track. Yeah, hey, thanks for coming. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
You are goddamn right. That boy, that's Mississippi. That boy, that's Mississippi. He don't care that much.
Motherfucker, I'd be like him too, BET.
All right.
Wow. Go ahead, Trace.
Hey, close that show. It's time to find a call.
All right. What's that?
No, close that. Cut it off.
Go ahead, man. That mother.
Oh, you? What you cut it off so early for, Tommy Dog? What you cut it off so early for?
What kind of, ain't going nowhere. The man trying to lock in, and he didn't give enough information. But anybody else got to lock in.
Well, who else on this motherfucker want to lock in?
Anybody else got to lock in?
Well, they y'all motherfucker ass.
They had a man come on, and a big one just say,
Jackson, come on here and shut the show down.
Let me give Big Boy some grudge racing class. Now, homeboy, he said ain't nobody in the world to come over here and do no arm drop race. There you go, Big Boy.
He just tried to call your dizzy ass out.
You just said what you know going to school said about they don't do that. Did you just say that?
You just called that.
Yeah, shut up, man. You don't even know what time it is. Like I told you, they do that, man.
You don't even know what time it is, man.
You got to explain that the folks do not do that, man. Yeah. You might as well, because you ain't got nothing else going on.
This man played your game. Your punk ass passed up. You passed up, bro.
Say, fat boy, that man can have a 5-3 motor in his car, big boy. You still don't know grill.
Yeah,
I told you
you
know grill racing school.
Told you, Fox, listen, what the fuck
hey, that man, you was a clown, man, in grill racing. I see.
That motherfucker not stupid.
That man still ain't. He ain't peeped that game yet, Dre. He ain't peeped it, Dre.
I just lost.
You gotta listen to a motherfucker in this race game, shit, man. Every word they
come
out of the motherfucker's
mouth, that's how he got locked up
before,
Dre, because he don't listen. He don't listen. That's his problem. He don't listen.
Wow.
He probably listen, but he don't know what he hearing, man. That's the problem. He's listening, but he don't understand it,
man.
He's not understanding, Dre. That's his problem, Dre.
Fuck up, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's not understanding this grudge game, Dre. He got to go to grudge race school, like I told him.
Tracy, what you doing, Tracy? September 6th.
I'll probably come to Arkansas, man. I'm gonna see where I'm at, but I'm gonna come down there either way it go.
Hey,
look, you ain't talking about nothing. Man, I don't even know what I'm talking
about. I got to see where I'm at. Right now I'm doing, so I got to see where I'm at.
Hey, tell me this. Who be Batman?
I don't know that. Now, Batman won. Looked like Batman won what I saw. He beat somebody. I can't think who that is, though.
Batman beat somebody? Good God Almighty.
Yeah, he beat some car. I'm not sure who it is.
Hey, yeah. Shaq, I was curious one time, man. They say you got a grudge. You guys say you got a talk show. I want to know you be having some. What kind of grudge races you be having over there on your talk show, man?
Hey, sir.
I
want to
know. I'm curious. I mean, answer the
listen,
question for me.
Sir, we're not trying to slander nothing, sir. All you got to do.
I'm serious. I ain't never been on your show.
It's not about me. It's not about you, sir. I know that, but I'm just saying. I've never been on that.
I'm just trying to see what kind of grudge race you have over there.
I don't have. Tree Man done been on that. A whole bunch of people have been on that. Tracy
okay, well, you got Tree Man on. Well, Tree Man supports you because he probably know you.
Tracy done been on that, too. So now
well, Tracy supports you because he probably know you.
Okay, all right. So, bottom line,
I'll
sir, you really
question.
Have no
grudge. It's nothing personal.
We're not worried about you, sir. We're good. We're
I ain't
good.
Heard
Thank
you even say something about I'm not allowed on your show. I ain't never want to get
I
on your show,
I did not
man.
Say that, sir. Everybody's allowed on my show, sir. Everybody's allowed.
Man, that ain't what some people told me. Say, goddamn,
well,
these haters say, man, my name not allowed on this show.
It's amazing because everybody else was on there. That's amazing. It's amazing.
I was just wondering, man. Ain't no big deal. I mean, you know, it's a race,
no
man.
Deal.
I mean, ain't nothing personal.
It's all good. PDT
was on that.
PDT was on that last
motherfucking
Friday.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I know, bless your heart.
Ain't no hard feeling between me and you and none of that, but I mean, you know, this is real relationship, man, you know.
I know,
it is what it is, man, you know. All of it is like, it makes it happen.
I love you as a brother. I love you as a brother. We're going to keep it brother.
That's fine. I mean, it's cool. I ain't got nothing against you, Shay.
All right.
Yeah,
I
ain't got nothing against you. Nobody know me. I ain't got nothing against nobody, man. We all entertainment.
All
right. We all having fun. And, I mean, hey, Shay, we've been doing this for, we're going to be doing this till we dead, hey. We're not going nowhere.
I'm turning this shit over to my son, so I ain't tripping.
Yeah, man, all that's fine. I'm just letting you know right now, I never got a chance to tell you this here, man, but I ain't got nothing against you, man.
I know, sir. I appreciate it.
I just need
to
school you a little bit more so you can listen.
It's all good. You don't got to school me, sir. I'm racing.
Yeah.
I'm racing.
Yeah. That's the only thing I see. You need to listen a little bit more on that grudge race thing, because this is such thing, man.
Bottom line, ain't now grudge race came to pass, so it don't matter. Everybody backed out and ran skins, so it don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's all cool, man.
There it is,
We doing this because we love this, man.
There it is.
Yeah,
I mean it for the business, sir. There it is. I love it. Have fun.
What's up, man?
Go ahead, Tracy. I'm sorry, Tracy. Go ahead, sir.
All right, hey, man, we going to get out of here, Sharon. Go on, do find a comment if we can get out of here, man.
Okay. Go ahead, Doug. Try it again.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
What's up, Doug? What's happening?
Oh, nothing, man. Just been had the hot weather out here, man. Good show. Keep good show. Keep,
wait, man. Hold on, man. You in Ogden. How hot do we get in Ogden, man?
Shoot. We done had 90, 95, 100.
Get up hot up there, Tommy.
It's 85 today. It's been in the 80s and 90s.
About Seattle, man?
No, Seattle's about 150 miles from here.
West of, is west from you or what? Because I'd have been to Seattle, Washington.
Seattle is north from me.
Oh, it's north from you. Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm planning on making it down there next year for sure to see a whole lot of racing.
All right, man.
I'm going to take a leave of absence from work and stay a whole couple of months.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see some racing then.
All right, you say hello, you're going to see a lot of racing, you move around.
Okay, then. Y'all have a good time.
All right.
Danny Boy, final comment.
Hey, good show, Tracy. Good show.
There you go.
All right.
Keith, final comment.
All right, good show, y'all. Like I said, hope we'll be back soon. So, here's what it is.
Seattle, but he never been to Portland. I said, damn, he came right through Portland. Shit.
And happy birthday, Keith. Tree Man, comment.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, everybody keep it good. Got a little crazy.
Good.
Man, it's got a little crazy. We just went over me, man. Keep it good.
Yeah.
T-Mac, final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
Man, y'all already know it is the same old thing, man. Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks and keep it grudging.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Great show, fellas. Hey, man, see y'all on the 31st, one race at a time. Catch y'all later.
Info.
BET, final comment.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. I got on a little bit late, Tracy. I was over there to create some havoc on them other goddamn shows. You know what BET do. I'm always trying to go. You know, I'm trying to bring action to this grudge game, man. Like I say, good show from what I had on here. I already know. Y'all already know what BET do, so don't be mad at BET for doing what he do. I'm good at it. That's right.
Shit. Bullshit.
Grudge race.
It's on you, Jay.
All right, man. Hey, good show, man. Appreciate everybody for coming on, man. It's these shows that try to make action. Sometimes they get out of hand. Like I say, we got to, you know, try to control the end word. But, man, it ain't never personal. It's just business. It's just to try to create habit, you know, some action in the grudge game. But, man, let's keep it grudging. Let's keep it on the track. Let's don't let it get off into being nothing personal. Hey, man, people keep on doing what you're doing, man. We're going to keep grudging all the way. So wherever you go, enjoy yourself, man, each and every weekend, and just be safe doing what you love to do. Hey, man, until next Tuesday, man, somebody send me a topic, and we're going to keep it grudging. Good night, everybody.